tenor Luciano Pavarotti has lost a year-long battle with pancreatic cancer. He died at his home in Modena, Italy, at the age of 71. His career took him to the world's greatest opera stages, and his collaboration with fellow tenors Placido Domingo and Jose Carreras sold millions of albums.
He communicated the passion and the beauty of opera to millions, tens of millions of people, and that is one hell of a legacy.
Tony Hall is director of London's Opera House. CBS's Alan Pizzi has more on Pavarotti's remarkable life and career.
Luciano Pavarotti, as a singer, was absolutely stunning. He had a great ability to hit high C, which is an extremely difficult thing to do. He once hit 9 in a row, but it was his persona that really captured the imagination. He was a huge man physically with a jet black beard and a personality sort of bulged forth all around him. He truly did have charisma.
There is a new hat in the ring. After an appearance on NBC's Tonight Show, Republican politician turned actor turned politician Fred Thompson repeated the announcement on a webcast.
My friends, I come to you today to tell you that I intend to run for president. I feel deeply that I'm doing it for the right reasons. I love my country, and I'm concerned about its future.
Thompson will campaign in Iowa today. Because of his TV appearance, he skipped last night's GOP presidential debate.
I'm Dan Revive. The other 8 Republican candidates were on stage in New Hampshire in a Fox News debate where the first question was about Thompson. Mitt Romney had his quip ready.
Why the hurry? Why not take some more time off?
Several said Thompson will have to catch up to them. For months they've been meeting voters in key states. As Senator John McCain put it,
the people of New Hampshire expect to see you. They expect to see you a lot.
A true debate did break out over Iraq after Congressman Ron Paul declared,
I'm the anti-war candidate representing the Republican traditional position.
Several others said the surge in Iraq is working. Don't give up the mission. Dan Revive, CBS News.
German authorities have expanded their investigation into an alleged terrorist plot. Let's get the latest on the probe live from CBS News reporter Vicky Barker at the Foreign Desk.
Nick, German security officials say they're now searching for about 10 suspected supporters of an extremist group linked to Al-Qaeda. It's believed they helped the 3 militants now in custody. The 3 were allegedly days away from attacking American targets in Germany. And Nick, German authorities do say they believe the now splintered group is no longer a direct security threat.
Breaking news from the Middle East, where a Syrian military spokesman says Syrian air defenses fired on an Israeli aircraft, he says, violated the country's airspace. The type of the plane wasn't specified. A man freed from a Mississippi prison after 15 years is facing another trial in the case, despite the DNA evidence that won his release. Live to CBS News correspondent Steve Kathan.
Kennedy Brewer, a mildly retarded black laborer, was cleared by DNA evidence 10 years after the 1992 rape and murder of a 3-year-old girl.
Well, the prosecutor has just sort of made up a new theory without having any evidence to support the new theory.
Says Peter Neufeld of the legal aid group The Innocence Project. New theories and suspicions have hounded Brewer despite the DNA findings since he got out of prison. In fact, he's only technically free on bail.
The wheels of justice still grind awfully slow there.
Reporting live, Steve Kathan and CBS News.
Time on the roundup is 4 minutes past the hour.
Good morning, I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Rescue crews will be back this morning north of Rocky Mountain National Park looking for those 2 missing backpackers from Fort Collins. Searchers began hunting for Terry and Marion Jones after they didn't return to their home Sunday as planned. The state's high school graduation rate has declined from 80% to 74%, despite the fact the state used a new formula for the figures just released. A spokesman for Governor Ritter says regardless of what formula was used, the numbers are pretty bad. And microwave popcorn fans worried about the potential for lung disease from butter flavoring fumes should know this. The sole reported case in a non-factory worker involves a centennial man who popped the corn every day and inhaled from the bag.
I can tell you that I personally have not stopped allowing my children to use microwave buttered popcorn in our home on an occasional basis.
Dr. Cecile Rose of National Jewish Medical Center says no definite link has been established between Wayne Watson's heavy popcorn consumption and his lung disease. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Of course, the biggest issue is still this police manhunt we've had in the Commerce City area. It's been going on for some time and did have 270 shut down in both directions. Looks like the westbound lanes are open. Eastbound remains closed between I-25 and Vasquez. That includes all your ramps from I-25, I-76, and Highway 36. Other than that, we've got a pretty decent ride, just the usual buildup along southbound 25 through Thornton and North Glen. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine, maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression, maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope, maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off, and that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself. Please call right now and let me send you a powerful free tape that could change your life.
Call now and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
Hey, back to the show in just a sec. But before that, have you guys heard about this? There's this computer program that literally has newcomers to the internet earning tens of thousands of dollars. See, this program lets you start selling high-profit products on the internet using sites like eBay. Selling stuff like digital cameras and iPod accessories, even plasma TVs. Now, here's a part I think's interesting. You can make all this money selling products that you never have to see or store or pay for. And there's a company that's giving out a CD for free that tells you how to get started with it. The number for the free CD is, it's here, it's 1-800-322-1329. Looks like your computer does the work while you basically collect the money. Seems like an easy way to run a business out of your house. Anyway, to get the free CD, you call Internet Speedway at 1-800-322-1329. 1-800-322-1329.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read just one? Hi, I'm Jeff Flam, founder of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your entire family. Kids do better in school, teens can score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo of IQ is only available for a limited time, so call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-421-4991. That's 1-800-421-4991. 1-800-421-4991.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-339-1267 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-339-1267. 1-800-339-1267.
You're there, middle age. So how you doing? Are you aging well? Are you healthy? How's your heart and your energy level? Are you sleeping well? Do you get up motivated and excited about life? Or are you depressed and tired, wondering where the years went? Struggling with anxiety and depression is hard, but it can be even harder as you get older. Good nutrition plays a vital role in maintaining overall well-being and good health. I'm Lucinda Bassett, president of Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety, and I want to send you a free 30-day supply of my new vitamin supplement called Good Days that supports your physical and mental well-being. It supports energy, clarity of thinking, mood, as well as good health and disease prevention. Simplify your life. Feel better. Call now for your free one-month supply of Good Days.
Find out how to improve your mood with this free 30-day supply. Call 800-971-9956. 800-971-9956. 800-971-9956.
Some talk. Good morning. Slight chance thunderstorms. High today, 85, as it starts to cool down as we move in to the weekend. Let me remind you that this Saturday, Congressman Ed Perlmutter will hold the next Government at the Grocery Store meeting. That's coming up this Saturday at the King Supers Grocery Store, and that's located at 500 Bromley Lane in Brighton. It kicks off at 1 in the afternoon and runs until 3, and I'll be out there with the congressman. Not connected to his office, not representing him, not anything. I'm just going to come observe the government and the grocery, which is really a good thing. It's a lot of fun. And you can tell the congressman, your 7th District congressman, Congressman Ed Perlmutter, exactly how you feel about everything from Iraq to, well, you name it, health care or whatever may be on your mind. You show up and you can tell him what you think. And I'll be out there and you can tell me what I think, too. You can tell me what to think. You can tell me all kinds of stuff. Doug Lamborn is under critical examination for what he did down in the Springs. We're going to talk to Crew, who has filed an ethics complaint against him, and find out exactly what they have to say about that. And we'll be doing that a little bit later on in the program. I'm really divided here on what to start with this morning. Because on one hand, I heard something yesterday, kind of by accident, and it really rung a bell with me as to why we're in the situation we're in this country. Regardless of what your political party is, I think this just says it all. And then I've got some emails that I want to respond to. But I think I'm going to do this first part first, and then I'll do the email response and all of that stuff coming up maybe in the next hour. What time, John, do we... Oh, okay, Melanie Sloan comes up, so we'll talk to her, and then I'll get into this. I'll get into this other thing. So let me start with this. Now, do we have this Limbaugh thing? Have we got okay? Let me preface this and explain it to you. I get an email from a guy. He claims to be neither Republican or Democratic. Fine with me. I really don't care what he is, and I can't answer all the emails I get, but I try to answer some of them. So he goes on and on about how. The problem is that he accuses Paul Waldman from Media Matters, and he accuses me of lying about the Democrats in saying that no one out there that is running, that we know of, is talking about precipitous withdrawal from Iraq, that everybody acknowledges that we should get out, but different folks have different plans. A lot of it speaks to redeployment. Some of it speaks to getting out of the area altogether. But everybody acknowledges that in order for us to get out, it's going to take some time. And even a few of the candidates have talked about the fact that we might have to fight our way out, that it's not going to be that easy because the insurgents are going to try to kill as many Americans as they possibly can. So this guy sends me an email. His name's Martin or Marty or something. And in the email, and this happens to me all the time, in the email, he says things like liar and liberal media and rooting for the enemy instead of supporting America And he makes the claim that he can, and so I sent him an email chiding him on that. And then I sent him an email saying, well, if you want to know what each individual candidate is going to do, both Republican and Democratic, go to their websites and go look. The websites that I've looked at, they have fairly good plans, most of them drawn out. Whether you agree with them or not, they're there. So he sends me an email back, and he says, he once again reinforces the same point again about how he can't tell what they're about. He listened to the debate. He can't figure out what they're talking about, and he can't give me an example of any Democrat talking about precipitous withdrawal. And I should have turned around. I should have said to him, well, then if you don't know what they stand for, how can you make the claim, right? Which this goes on all the time. But instead, his email is laced with all these invectives, like, you should stop cheering, rooting for the enemy, you should stand up for America, on and on and on and on and on. And I had sent him a reply saying, look, this kind of behavior and this kind of red baiting and all of this kind of, like, you know, you support the enemy stuff. I said, it didn't work for Joe McCarthy. It doesn't work for the administration anymore, and it's not working for the GOP, and it isn't going to work for me. It just won't work. I'm not accepting it. I said, most of us are mainstream Americans, and I said, the polls indicate that you're on the fringe, not us, in regards to most of the basic issues that face the country. So, I emailed it off. I haven't heard back from him, but I'm sure I'll get the same rhetoric back again. Yesterday, I happened to be going up and down the dial, which is something that I don't frequently do. Can I admit, you think it'd be all right if at 6:16, 16 minutes after 6, if I admitted to listening to somebody else, if I talked about that person? Because they're not in the same format that we're in. Are they going to get away with that, John? Or would that be prohibitive? Would that be a bad thing? So I should keep quiet about it.
We got to check out the competition.
Well, I don't know if this guy would be considered the competition or not. But it's hard to listen to your own radio station. Just like whatever you do for a living, it's hard for you to think about or be involved with your job all the time. So a couple of weeks ago, I'm listening to the other radio stations. And they're all water carriers for the status quo. And they're boring. Because it's the same crap every day, day in and day out. So, I find Jim Rome. I'm not a big sports fan, except for motor sports racing, and that doesn't include NASCAR. But the show's pretty interesting, so I'm listening to it. So yesterday, I get off of it, and I'm flipping around, and I come to the closing moments of Limbaugh's show. And I hear an ad for Limbaugh's letter that he's been pimping and selling for years. And if you listen closely to the language he uses, and you listen to the whole content of the ad, then you're going to see why it is that it's not enough for people on the other side of the spectrum to disagree. We have to hate each other. We have to fear each other. We have to have a contest as to who's the most patriotic. And we have to assume that each other's intent and ideas are designed solely to destroy the country. Now, let me play this for you real quick. Listen to this.
I, L. Rushbaugh, a national treasure, the most accurate man in media, have a vitally important announcement for you. With the libs in control of Congress, be prepared for them to launch a full-out war on issues like taxes, the war on terror, global warming, and gas prices. But you will be ready for them if you're reading the Limbaugh Letter. In every issue of the Limbaugh Letter, I provide the insights and information you need to beat back the emotions liberals try to peddle as facts. Plus, you'll get my point-by-point guides to dissect their arguments one faulty premise at a time. All you do is call 800-457-4141 for the Limbaugh Letter. Order district. Now, by the way, I'll give you two free bonus reports, What's at Stake for 2008 and Why Liberals Hate America. Subscribing to the Limbaugh Letter is like having a think tank in your hands. Call 800-457-4141. You need to be armed with the Limbaugh Letter. That's 800-457-4141, or you can order online at rushlimbaugh.com.
All right, anybody catch the rhetoric in there? Why Liberals Hate America. With the libs in control, the liberal attack, and the whole thing. Which, his sizable listenership is then told every single day on a daily basis that mainstream Americans, mainstream patriotic Americans, like yourself and myself, and others across this state and across this country, that it's not enough that he disagrees with us. Oh, no. Our intent is evil. We hate the country. Do you see where I'm going here? I think you see where I'm going. All right, now, you take this business model, you take this model, which has been highly successful, and then you multiply it by all of the others who are out there who imitate this. So day in and day out, this is what's going out over the airwaves. Then it's reflected in both the emails that we get here and the occasional conservative, far-right conservative like that. I don't even call those people conservative. But we get those calls occasionally, and we'll get a lot of those kind of emails, many of them unsigned, some of them signed. And that's their idea about dialogue. And then when you fire back, like I did in the case of this guy Martin, then he returns an email to me saying, "Oh, I thought we were going to have a reasoned dialogue. I noticed your hostile tone." All right, anybody want to comment on this? 303-713-7600. I mean, I think Al-Qaeda's out there to get us. I don't doubt that for 5 seconds. But I'm going to tell you something. If it ain't Al-Qaeda, okay, it's our own populace. We are going to tear each other apart. We are never going to work anything out. Because to start a base assumption that the person who disagrees with you doesn't love the country and has evil motives, that makes it impossible to operate.
Jay Marvin in the morning on AM 760, Progressive Talk. You're listening to AM 760, Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Eastbound 270, that is shut down between I-25 and Vasquez, so no access for you there through Commerce City. You definitely need to seek an alternate route due to the ongoing police investigation and manhunt that we have going on in the area. Not going to be able to use those transition ramps either to 270 from I-25, I-76, or the Boulder Turnpike. Southbound I-25, getting very busy now from 104th to I-70, as is eastbound I-70 through your I-25 corridor. Weather outlook today, you can expect a partly cloudy day. Looks like it's going to be fairly windy, with a chance for showers by this afternoon. High of 84, right now 55 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
People prefer fresh grapes from California, and King Soopers has stocked up on all kinds and colors of fresh California grapes. Don't miss out on the freshest California grapes of the season. Pick up a bunch today at your local King Soopers.
Another how-to half minute from the Home Depot.
Honey.
Yeah?
My new leaf blower is also a vacuum.
Huh.
Watch it chop these leaves into tiny little bits.
I've never seen you get so excited about vacuuming.
Well, I've never had one that chopped things into tiny little bits.
Get a jump on the fall with the innovative HomeLight Mighty Light Blower Vac. Just $89 at the Home Depot. By reducing leaves, it makes yard cleanup a breeze. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid in U.S. only. See store for details.
6:24, 24 minutes after 6 here at AM 760 Progressive Talk. One of the things that this radio station is not, was we're not NPR. And NPR has its place. But the thing is you can't call over there for the most part like you can here at 303-713-7600 and discuss what not only I'm talking about, but what's going on, not only in the nation, but also here locally. And one of the things also that makes us different from them is the fact that, yeah, we have commercials because we're in the business to make money. And it's always a pleasure to be able to satisfy all of those needs and be able to feel good about it. And I feel good about getting on the radio and talking about Rockies with the largest selection of clean, late model, previously owned cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in all of Colorado. Over 700 vehicles on the lot. Matching down incentive going on, which will save you money. Multiple ways to finance. And great folks out there. You hear me talk about the people at Rockies every single day. And it's true. They've been longtime supporters of this radio station. They've been longtime supporters of this show. And they've been my personal friends for well over 12 years now. And we're not only friends with them, we're also customers. Check out their inventory at RockiesAutos.com. Get out there any night, Monday through Saturday, from 9 a.m. until 9 p.m., and see the Al Shear brothers or any of my friends out of Rockies. They'll take care of you. That's Rockies Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal.
You know what the biggest problem with computers is? Not having one. Because email seems to be the only way people communicate these days. But here's the good news. Now you don't need a computer to receive email. All you need is your regular phone line and the new Presto services with the HP printing mailbox. It's so easy. Just plug it into your phone jack and presto. You're connected. Email and color photos from family and friends print out automatically. It's so easy, anyone can do it. Presto makes the perfect gift for loved ones who don't want to use computers. For free information that will show you how quickly and easily Presto can get everyone connected, call now, 1-800-900-2039. Now anyone can receive email and photos from friends and family without an expensive, hard-to-use computer. All you need is your regular phone line. It's a perfect gift for loved ones who don't want to use a computer. For your free information about Presto, call now, 1-800-900-2039. That's 1-800-900-2039. 1-800-900-2039.
Live, local, and progressive.
The J. Marvin Show.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
I, L. Rushbow, a national treasure, the most accurate man in media, have a vitally important announcement for you. With the libs in control of Congress, be prepared for them to launch a full-out war on issues like taxes, the war on terror, global warming, and gas prices. But you will be ready for them if you're reading the Limbaugh letter.
Because we're the enemy. Because we're evil. It's not enough that we don't agree with you. It's just that we're evil. We're bad people. Our intentions are bad. 627, 27 minutes after 6 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Slight chance of thunderstorms. High today, 85. 303-713-7600. Herein lies the problem, is demonization of your fellow citizens. Now you know why they run around with all this extreme rhetoric, and they're able to use that instead of having to discuss something with you. Let's go to Kurt in Centennial. Kurt, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. How about yourself?
Well, you know, I'm never very good as long as Bush is still in the White House and Limbaugh's on the radio, but we hope.
Well, you got to have to live with that for a while anyway.
Yeah, I know. It's too bad. Isn't this really tragic? First of all, that is one reason I can't even listen to Limbaugh or turn him on, because he makes me want to puke. A national treasure? Oh, give me a break. You know, the dumpster in back of my building, you know, has more treasures in it than Limbaugh.
Well, that's just show business bravado, though. That's shtick.
I know, but you know, you're right. He's not alone with this stuff. I mean, Ann Coulter, of course, has taken this to a whole new level. You know, she implied that all of us liberals ought to be rounded up and put into concentration camps. But this kind of goes to show, Jay, you're trying to be reasonable with these people, and I know that's a great impulse. You'd like to think that we can have a reasonable discourse about anything in this country, but you can't with these people. They're beyond reason.
So is the answer, and I've asked this a million times, and I'll ask it again, so is the answer to fire back on them? Is the answer to go after them? Because let me be real honest with you, okay? I think talk radio is a lot more fun if you fight with the callers. But if you do it here, man, oh, man, you get all of this. I mean, So well, what do? Do we punch it out? Do we slug it out with them, or do we sit there or do we achieve a middle ground and we just say, hey, look, man, we're not going to stand for this anymore. We're mainstream Americans, and you're not.
You know what? I think we fight back, because if we don't, we get this image that we're namby-pamby liberals, you know, incapable of fighting back. And I think we ought to let these people have it. I really do. And it goes on up not just with Limbaugh, but, for instance, with Bush. When is somebody, you know, in the Senate or in the House of Representatives on the Democratic side going to come out and say that this guy is a liar, you know, that he's incompetent? What we need to be putting out in front of the American people every day, all the kind of stuff that you and I see, for instance, that report that came out in Rolling Stone that was featured on the Alternet website a couple weeks ago about all the waste that's gone in Iraq.
Yeah, that's in the last issue of Rolling Stone.
I know. Why are we running huge ads all over the place showing, look, L. Paul Bremer got a Medal of Freedom for throwing away $500 billion? You know,
let me get you off that and get back to this thing about Limbaugh and about the way we're characterized and how, you know, you can always tell somebody who listens heavily to him, but they all do this. You're right about this. Do you think they're the enemy?
I have to admit that in some ways I regard them as the enemy, yes.
Do you think they hate the country?
No, they don't hate the country. They're just misguided. Okay, it just so happens that what they're doing hurts the country, but they don't see it that way. See, and that's what I'm telling you. These people don't have the kind of reasoning capability that you and I have. They have these blinders on. They can only see it this one way, and it's not based on anything rational. Everything that they think is completely irrational. And this is one reason that Limbaugh's commercial drives me nuts. You know, he says a point-by-point dissection of liberal ideas. He couldn't take an argument and dissect it to save his life. Any decent high school debater anywhere in the country could take him apart. But this is what's left over and from this stuff that we're down to these, you know, and he was talking about with these liberal emotions they pass off as arguments when it's exactly the opposite, see? Of course it is.
And you know what? I don't trust. I really don't trust nor like. No, not like's not the right word. But I really don't want to talk to somebody who doesn't have any emotion or passion.
Oh, no. I'm not saying you can't get emotional. Okay, but with Limbaugh and the people that support him, it really is black is white. You know, I mean, we're really.
Well, aren't we guilty of that too to a certain degree?
No, I don't think so.
Really?
No, I mean,
I hear it on this station a lot.
In some cases, liberals can get a little over the edge, but for the most part, I think if you go out and look at you know, liberal websites in particular and everything, and the writers that, you know, the supposed liberal media. This is one of the great myths of Newt Gingrich and the 1994 Republican Revolution. Which, by the way, I'm a double history major, even though I don't do that anymore. And years from now, the 1994 election is going to be seen as one of those tilting points that started leading America seriously downhill, and we are paying the price for that now, because all those Republican freshmen that came in with Gingrich in 94, and Gingrich used to be my congressman, by the way, I used to live in Georgia, they're the ones that are blindly following this path into Iraq. You know, and the project for the New York Center.
I understand that.
All I'm saying is all
of this characterization of people as being enemy. You know what's going to end up happening? I'll tell you what, we're all going to go to hell. And you know why we're all going to go to hell? Because we're never going to solve anything by doing this. We are never going to solve anything. But the question here is, how do you respond to it? That's the big question. And the other question is, the other thing about this is, here's the glaring example and truth as to why we are cleaved up as we are, and we can't get together. And it goes on the right, and it goes on the left, but it just happens to be more predominant on the right. Hey, man, thanks. I got to run. Thanks.
Okay, well, take care, Jack.
Okay. 6:34 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Traffic now with Gina.
All right, Jay, thanks. Looks like eastbound 270, all lanes back open following that police investigation that that had them out searching for suspects this morning. But it looks like we have stop-and-go conditions between I-25 and Vasquez, so that's going to make it very tough for your Commerce City Drive. As a result of that closure, we were seeing really heavy traffic on eastbound lane to the Boulder Turnpike between Federal and I-25. Eastbound I-70 was fairly sluggish as well right through that I-25 corridor. We also have rain and slick highways in the high country. Weather outlook today, expect a partly cloudy and windy day with a chance for showers and a high of 84 right now. Few clouds, 58. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Summer is full of celebrations. The next time you need a gift in a hurry, stop by King Supers for a great selection of gift cards. You'll find...
Give your child a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to dance with the Moscow Ballet this holiday season. The Moscow Ballet is holding open auditions for children's roles in the Great Russian Nutcracker on Saturday, September 8th, 9 a.m. at Go Toyota Arapahoe in Centennial. Children ages 8 to early teens will be cast as party guests, mice, little snowflakes, and more. Auditions are September 8th, 9 a.m. at Go Toyota near Arapahoe and Havana in Centennial. Get all the details at denvernutcracker.com.
A huge milestone is about to be accomplished by Larry H. Miller, the 1 millionth car sold. Enter the Drive to a Million sweepstakes for your chance to win tons of prizes, including Honda personal watercraft, Nintendo Wii consoles, home theater systems, and $1 million. Visit any Larry H. Miller dealership or go online at LHM.com to enter. The Larry H. Miller Drive to a Million sweepstakes. A million cars, a million prizes.
To read just one? Hi, I'm Jeff Flam, founder of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your entire family. Call now to try your demo of IQ absolutely free.
To try your free demo, call 1-800-500-1986. 1-800-500-1986. 1-800-500-1986.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent, but if your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor, and you could be making one of 8 costly investment mistakes right now. That's why Fisher Investments is offering a free special report called The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours absolutely free at 1-800-700-4842. 1-800-700-4842. 1-800-700-4842.
There's an oil shortage in America that's threatening the very health of our country. I'm talking about fish oil. We're not giving our bodies enough of it. And meanwhile, Americans are suffering from heart conditions in record numbers. But there is something you can do to help protect yourself for free. Call right now for your free bottle of Omega Berry Fish Oil. 1-800-400-8813. The Advanced Omega Berry formula has up to 3 times the strength of ordinary fish oil, so you get the maximum benefits for the health of your heart and your skin, joints, and memory. Plus, it's the only fish oil formula that also gives you the powerful energizing antioxidants from berries. Experience the miracle of fish oil for yourself. Do it for your heart, your joints, your skin, and your memory and focus. And do it for free. Try it before you buy it. Call now to find out how to get your free bottle of Omega Berry Fish Oil. 1-800-400-8813. That's 1-800-400-8813. 1-800-400-8813.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Oh, man. All right, I got a spot on my pants. Jay, you slob. Seen one of those protein bars earlier. You know, like a phony chocolate coating on the outside. Oh, it's a bittersweet Swiss chocolate. I can see it. 6:38, 38 minutes after 6 here, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin doing political and social outreach, fighting for my very sanity, trying to stay sane and awake and alive, and beating back this cold with all the force known to mankind, which amounts to absolutely nothing. Slight chance of thunderstorms today and a high of 85. We're talking about Limbaugh and about the excess of language here, and it's always reflected in the emails you get from folks, too, on this. Let's go to Kurt in Littleton. Kurt, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yeah, Jay?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
I'm really glad to see you going more toward the problem-solving part of this whole thing. So since I first talked to you about 6 weeks ago. But I wanted to mention that the best way to handle Rush Limbaugh, who is just painting those provocative pictures in order to get people fired up, is just render him irrelevant. And I know that may seem difficult because he's got...
Well, how do you render him irrelevant?
Well, you know, I think probably 80% of the population in the United States doesn't really pay much attention to what he says or does. You know, it's just this little coterie.
Well, it's not only him, though. Do you want me to name off all the people who engage in this kind of behavior? I mean, I've got plenty of time.
Oh no, I know this too.
I mean, what we're gonna get as a counter argument from somebody is we're gonna get, well, now listen, you guys do it. Look at Randy Rose. Look at Tom Hartman. Okay, well, fine. Then I'll go back and I'll say Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, Mark Levin, Jerry Agar, who sucks. Glenn Beck, Bill O'Reilly. Who am I leaving out, John? I'm leaving somebody out, I know. I'm leaving out lots. Melody Morgan from KSFO. There's just numerous attack dogs out there, and it does have an effect because it's in the mass media. So therefore, when you get these folks who either call you or email you, it isn't so much that they disagree with you, but they never get there. What they do is they start into this whole business about, well, you know, you hate the country and you're supporting the enemy and blah, blah, and on, and you're on America. And we're in the mainstream. You look at the polls, we are in the mainstream. They're on the fringe.
Well, I see your point. I think that, you know, see, when you just mentioned that whole list of people, you know, what you essentially said is there truly is no end to it.
For Michael Savage, I left him out. Michael Wiener Savage.
Yeah. And your previous caller talked about...
Neil Bortz.
Your previous caller just a minute ago talked about needing to continually say that Bush is a liar. Well, Randy Rose says that every day. She said Bush is a liar for 365 days and it has not...
Well, you know what? I think it's one thing to say that you believe somebody is lying. I think it's another thing to say that you believe somebody perhaps may have a screw loose. I think it's another thing, though, when you sit there and you call your fellow Americans who don't happen to have the same... views as you, that you infer that they somehow have devious motives and are out to destroy the country and are not very patriotic and on and on and on and on and on again, and they're rooting with the enemy. That's a whole different ball game.
Well, let me, because I know you have only a limited time, let me just suggest that all the people who are enemies around the world are observing very acutely the division in the country between left and right. The vitriol, the hatred, all the other stuff that you're talking about. So let me read these four lines to you from Livy.
No. Don't read four lines. Just say them.
Okay, well, I'll say them. Livy says, "Is the enemy confident of his valor and contemptuous of your cowardice? No, indeed. He has been too often beaten, too often driven from his camp, stripped of his lands, and sent under the yoke, not to know himself and you. The truth is that our communal life is poisoned by political discord and party strife, and it was that which raised his hopes of destroying."
Okay, well, that's very poetic and very deep and everything. But you know what? That's Kurt calling up and being philosophical.
Yeah, but just the last thing. So
but that doesn't work.
Well, think of this though: if you keep going after Rush, it's like going after the supermarket tabloids and the National Enquirer and all that kind of stuff. Somebody's got to start the race.
Well, you know what I think it is? I think you should call Chris Olinger, the program director, the operations director, and I think you should apply for my job, since you obviously know how to do it better. Thank you very much. I appreciate the call.
No, I don't know.
I appreciate the call. Thank you very much.
You bet.
Yeah, okay. See ya. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Well, listen, I don't... See ya. Goodbye. Hang the phone up. Hang the phone up.
Okay.
Hang. You can do that. Thanks. 6:44, 44 minutes past the hour. I never did good in Mr. Zunica's philosophy class, even anyway. Larry and Conifer. Larry, you're on AM 760.
Hey, Jay. Good morning.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good.
Oh, good. You know, it's kind of cool what you're talking about. How to communicate, how to, you know, establish discourse with people across the aisle. I read yesterday George Bush, when he was in Australia, he pointed a critical finger at the country of Myanmar, which used to be Burma, saying, you know, their human rights record is horrible, and he's criticizing them. And I died laughing. It was just like, oh, my God, is this man, you know, here's the world's proponent, you know, the world's leading proponent of secret prisons and torture. And I thought, you know, I'm thinking, Jay, I just wonder if there's a degree of blindness that this man sports, or anybody on the other side of the aisle, just a degree of blindness. As
well,
in,
I think there's a degree of, on both sides, people not understanding totally and completely how the system works. I mean, we all don't understand the system. Sometimes, I mean, we all don't. I mean, sometimes we all do not or can't quote the exact nature of how things work. It's also very, 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 very tough to talk about civil liberties at a time when people are scared. So
right.
that's very rough to do.
Right.
But they kind of play, the game they play is they play good cop, bad cop, so that he talks about America and about all these values that unify us and all of these things. And then on the other hand, he has his bad cop agents and the people who carry water for him. They get out and then they do the reinforcing and the beating up. It's kind of like living in Cuba, it's kind of like living in Cuba, where if you disagree, you're demonized.
Yeah.
And held up as being the enemy.
I used to be a conservative. I was raised as a, you know, Catholic conservative, and I'm just judging the world by my own experience. I surrendered all that stuff as I got older, and the more I learned about the world, the way things really worked, I've become more, you know, obviously liberal, you know, as time has gone on. I won't go on. I just think discourse with the other side, without the emotional, without the anger, just reasonably presenting topics, it's the only way to go. And what you do daily is simply state the facts, you know, with or without Rush Limbaugh or anybody else's approval, and that's all we can do.
Well, thanks. And I don't think there's anything wrong with fighting. I don't think
it's gonna happen with arguing.
But never assume that the person who you, even if you get emotional and vocal with them, never assume that the person who you disagree with, never assume that their motives are bad.
Oh,
that, that their motives are that they hate the country and that they're trying to throw a monkey wrench in everything.
I know.
That's the thing.
I know.
And that's what these folks do.
I totally agree.
Larry, thanks.
Have a great day.
Okay, man. You too.
Okay. Bye.
Steve in Highlands Ranch. Steve, you're on AM 760.
Hey, Jay. How you doing?
Okay.
First of all, I don't think it's going to change. I mean, it's kind of the way political discourse is today. But
it wasn't that way 35, 40 years ago.
Yeah, but I don't think it was. I think it was because there wasn't the ability to communicate the way there is today. I mean,
oh, I did totally disagree. There was talk radio back then. You know, the popular myth about 1965, 1967 was, and I've heard this made all the time, that there were no conservatives on the air, that there were no, that, you know, there was no opinionated radio, and you heard that over the last skirmish over the Fairness Doctrine. Yet let me tell you something. One of the funniest, most compelling, greatest guys who never got on the air and said, I'm conservative, but you knew he was because of the way he approached things, was the late Joe Pyne, who once said to a caller, I was reading about this last night, who once had a caller on the air on KLAC in Los Angeles who had a heavy Yiddish accent, and he said to the caller, why don't you grab that yarmulke off your head and stuff it down your throat?
Well, that's kind of nasty.
Well, yeah, I mean, he could be nasty, but the fact is they had a whole radio station there and in New York City and a lot of other towns that's what they did. They had talk radio. There were ways to communicate, and there was political turmoil, but you didn't have the kind of assertions going on then on a mass scale that you've got going on now.
Well, that may be true. That's a little before my time. But the point is the way things are right now, I don't think they're going to change. I mean, one of the reasons I enjoy listening to you is I disagree with you most of the time, but I think that the way you disagree with people is usually pretty polite, and you are able to agree to disagree. But, you know, whether it's Limbaugh or Tom Hartman or Sean Hannity or Randy Rhodes, it doesn't work that way. I mean, the people that tune in to Tom Hartman don't tune into Tom Hartman because they want to hear a nice guy talking to conservatives who just politely disagrees with them. They want to hear him tear them up. People that listen to
Rush. Well, you know what? I don't know if that's true or not. And the reason I don't know that that's true or not is because, number one, I don't know how many conservatives he gets other than some of these authors that he books on who I've never heard of. That's number one. And number two, he'll use what I consider at times to be foolish rhetoric, terms like Reich and criminal gang and stuff like that. But the one thing that he doesn't do, okay, and the one thing that I don't hear a lot of Randy Rhodes doing, is I don't hear them, and maybe they do it and I just don't hear it, but I don't hear them making outright assertions that the people who disagree with them somehow dislike the country and are out to destroy America as we basically know it.
Okay, well, and that's fair enough, Jay, but as a conservative, I can tell you that as angry as it makes you that somebody would accuse a liberal of hating the country, I get just as angry when Tom Hartman asserts that I'm a Nazi. I mean, to call
well,
me
does he
that,
does he say that the people who support the administration that they're Nazis? Does he say that?
He calls us the Reich.
Well, I just told you I thought that was wrong.
Well, okay, that's calling us a Nazi. So yeah, that's every bit as bad as saying that somebody is anti-American. As a matter of fact, there's been plenty of people that were anti-American that didn't kill 6 million people because they didn't like their ethnicity.
Well, listen, I'm you're not going to get any argument out of me that I think that that's right. However, I will say this. When you go look at the spectrum, people like Limbaugh dominate, and they dominate far more than the Hartmans and the Rhodes of the world. But you know what?
I agree.
I agree. It does not make it right. Steve, thank you, man.
Thanks, Jake.
All right. 6:52, 52 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's get traffic with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Still seeing a struggle on that north side of town. Of course, we had that closure of 270 early this morning. That's really messed up traffic in the entire area. Eastbound lanes of 270 still struggling between I-25 and Vasquez. You can expect delays along I-70 as well as southbound I-25. That's stacked up due to a motorcycle crash at 84th Avenue. Eastbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike going to be fairly slow for you between Federal and I-25. Weather outlook today, it'll be partly cloudy and windy. We'll get a chance for showers.
I heard about a place that serves amazing homemade pie, just like my mom used to make when I was a kid, but I don't remember the name.
Premier business listings. Find what you missed at am760.net.
September 6th through the 9th, showcasing independent movies, music, fine art, and fashion. For more information, visit am760.net.
Open your wallet, now take out all your money, and throw it all away. Sound crazy? Well, if you have a credit card and are barely making the minimum payment, that's exactly what you're doing. If you want to get out of debt, you need to call Genesis Financial today for free information. 1-800-900-6607. Genesis Financial works directly with you and your creditors to lower your interest rates, stop collection calls, and eliminate your late fees. For your free information, call 1-800-900-6607. 1-800-900-6607.
53 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm just going to lay this out, and I'm not going to go into a whole lot of fancy BS about it. I'll tell you, you sit back, you never think about your heart, you never think about your health. That's a big, big, big mistake. Why is that? Because 62% of the heart attacks occur in individuals with a 0 or 1 risk factor. 50% of the men and 64% of the women who die from heart disease, the first symptom is the fatal event. How do you stop this? How you stop it is you get on top of your heart health. And there's only one way to do it. And you know what that is? That's to go to Front Range Preventive Imaging, because they've got the technology that can help save your life or somebody close to you. The EBT scanner is the best non-invasive, let me say that, non-invasive or invasive way to evaluate your individual risks. In only 10 short minutes, we're not talking any needles, we're not talking any drugs, we're not talking any injection, we're not talking any pain. The EBT heart scan provides information, life-saving information about your heart's health. So don't put this off. You owe it to yourself. You owe it to your loved ones. You owe it to the community. You owe it to me to do something about your health. All I can do is get on here and urge you. All I can do is get on here and beg you. But it's up to you to take the step. Call Front Range Preventive Imaging right now. 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or check them out online, frontrangepreventiveimaging.com. The number again, 303-443-SCAN.
Are you a gearhead? Live to bench race? Watch Gone in 60 Seconds 30 times? Love 4x4s that require a ladder to get in? Can you quote the horsepower specs of your minivan? Then you're going to love what is coming Saturdays on 760 AM. The hosts of Drive Radio, John Rush and Donnie Cypher, are gearheads, and they're going to talk about all the things you like. Tune in AM 760, Saturdays 10 AM. Gearheads, you're going to have so much fun.
Like being behind the wheel of a GMC, then make sure a GMC specialist is under the hood. Right now it's time for Good Wrench and Go, only at your GMC Good Wrench dealer.
I can't stop thinking about it.
Did you know that Office Depot rewards you for shopping? Their new Work Life Rewards program is bigger, better, and more rewarding than ever. Membership is free, so hurry into Office Depot today. See store for details.
Making progress before you get to work with Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Smooth jazz. FM AM 760 Progressive Talk. Smooth jazz.
That's what that sounds like.
Crazy.
Crazy.
How is feels tonight.
Yeah, see, Dave Matthews, which is okay, but you know what? Man, come on, let's put some bebop on here.
Make it all right.
What, Turk, are you not hip to bebop?
Break out the rebops, pop?
Crush me.
No, don't you dig the rebops, pops? Let's play some bebop, man. Let's play some Dizzy. Let's play some Bird. Smooth jazz sucks. 6:57, 57 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Slight chance thunderstorms, high today 85. I always have people say to me, there are a lot of people say to me, you talk about jazz, it doesn't do anything for me, I don't get it, I don't understand it. What's there not to get or understand? Just go with it. So do we have any? We don't have any, do we?
Yeah, well, we don't have a whole lot of that, no. We don't have any Charlie Parker, Dizzy Gillespie.
We have no Charlie Parker?
No, huh?
Oh, come on.
No, sir.
You gotta be kidding me. We have no Dizzy Gillespie?
No Dizzy Gillespie. And we have one Miles Davis tune, and I think it's like, you know, some of the weird, like, 80s stuff when he started getting a little, like, electronic.
No Miles?
This is the only Miles Davis we have.
Oh, yeah. See, this is the same thing.
I don't even really consider this stuff Miles Davis.
All right, you know what? Listen, I'm bringing in bebop tomorrow. That's all there is to it. Okay, coming up, Doug Lamborn. He's got himself in a bit of trouble. We'll talk about that and Mexican truckers on the highways in America. Stick around.
Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
My wife stopped wearing skirts 3 years ago.
I had these blue and puffy veins all over my legs, and I was embarrassed.
Then one night we went out on a date, and she wore a skirt. I couldn't believe how sexy she looked.
It was like the spider veins had just disappeared.
How would you like to have younger-looking, sexier legs? Try Nuvaprin HD. You can get a free bottle by calling today. That's right, free. Nuvaprin's active ingredients are clinically proven to diminish unattractive blue veins, leaving you with younger-looking, sexier legs. spider veins virtually disappear from view without painful injections or costly surgery. Finally, Nuvaprin HD is available in the U.S. without a prescription. Find out how to get your free bottle by calling 1-800-500-0581.
It never bothered me, but she's so much happier, and I love that.
And he loves my legs.
Well, yeah.
Try it before you buy it. Call now for your free bottle of Nuvaprin HD and see the difference. Call 1-800-500-0581. That's 1-800-500-0581.
Jay Marvin, Tom Hartman, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes, and Rachel Maddow. AM 760, Progressive Talk in High Definition. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. For millions of fans around the world, it was the voice of opera. Legendary tenor Luciano Pavarotti died last night. He was 71. British soprano Leslie Garrett.
I just simply can't imagine, a world without him, certainly an operatic world without him. He was just the most extraordinary singer that we'll ever know.
Pavarotti teamed with Placido Domingo and José Carreras to bring opera to the masses. To the discomfort of some critics, he also sang with pop stars like James Brown and the Spice Girls. Pavarotti spent the past year fighting pancreatic cancer. What's going on in the Middle East? Something, apparently, that Israel and Syria have different versions. Live to CBS's Robert Berger in Jerusalem. Robert, what's the latest?
Syria announced that its air defenses opened fire on Israeli aircraft that violated the country's airspace. A Syrian spokesman said the aircraft fired on a deserted area, and he warned Israel against what he called further aggression. Israel Radio says the army has no knowledge of the incident. But it's a sign of escalating tension a year after the war in Lebanon. Frank?
American and Iraqi troops in Baghdad battle suspected Shiite militiamen. Lieutenant Colonel James Hutton.
The militants were part of a terrorist cell operating in the Al-Washash region of Baghdad, and it's responsible for attacking local police and conducting illegal checkpoints to intimidate, extort, and murder local citizens.
When it was all over, 14 bodies lay on the ground. It's not clear if any civilians were among the dead. No Americans were killed. Antidepressant drugs have been linked to an increased risk of suicide in children and teenagers. But now, with fewer children and adolescents taking those drugs, the suicide rate has gone up. Live to CBS's Steve Cathan. Steve, what's going on?
Well, a real debate over what's best to stop teen suicides.
Who are you to say that I'm okay?
A suicide prevention PSA underscores the difficulty. As the head of the National Institute of Mental Health tells the Washington Post, it may have been a mistake to put warnings on antidepressants for teens. Prescriptions for drugs like Paxil and Prozac dropped. Teen suicide rates shot up. Now doctors are being told to closely monitor their young patients on meds a bit more. Frank?
Self-described common-sense conservative Fred Thompson hits the hustings today in Iowa. His first campaign swing since officially announcing his run for the Republican presidential nomination last night. Stand-up comedian Eddie Griffin was told to sit down when he used profanity and a racial slur during a routine at a Miami event for Black Enterprise magazine. The audience applauded when magazine publisher Earl Graves came out to give Griffin the hook. Just ahead of the opening bell, S&P futures are down a fraction. This is CBS News.
Frankly, I don't understand fuel cell technology, but everybody understands cleaner air. That's why Chevy is putting a test fleet of 100 hydrogen-powered Equinox fuel cell vehicles in metropolitan New York City, D.C., and L.A. Hydrogen fuel cells produce zero emissions and use zero gasoline. So next time you see one, remember you can't buy them, but you can applaud. Someday our grandkids may be cruising in them under some really beautiful blue skies. Go to Chevy.com and learn more. Do more. Use less.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. You know, indoor dust, bacteria, and Smokey the Cat have met their match. Orrick Labs have developed a new professional air purifier with a revolutionary Truman cell. It's the only air purifier that even removes volatile organic compounds, which are carcinogens, that can come from ordinary household cleaners. For a risk-free trial, call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200. And breathe easy the Orrick way.
Good morning, I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Today's the day Mexican big rigs start rolling across American highways. U.S. truckers make about 40 cents a mile, while Mexican truckers now being allowed in make less than half of that. These truckers out of Denver's TA truck stop not happy campers.
Where's my job security? They start coming across the border, I'm going to quit driving. I've got my plan to, I'm done.
Now, there's another fear. Truckers say the safety of these trucks, because most of them actually were used in this country years ago.
Whenever they get to where they won't pass DOT, that's exactly where he takes them, is to Mexico, and he sells them for top dollar, and then he buys new trucks. You know, so his trucks are coming back up here, and they're unsafe up here, but yet they're going to be allowed to run up here.
Most truckers agree on one thing. There doesn't appear to be one damn thing they can do about the situation. Crews back out this morning north of Rocky Mountain National Park looking for those two missing backpackers from Fort Collins. Searchers began hunting for Terry and Marion Jones after they didn't return to their home Sunday as planned. And the University of Colorado asking a judge to dismiss a lawsuit by former Professor Ward Churchill, fired over allegations of research misconduct. Churchill's suit in Denver District Court alleges CU's governing board of regents violated his First Amendment rights to free speech and denied him due process. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. It's been a pretty tough ride on that north side of town this morning. That was due to that major closure we had of eastbound 270. Of course, that's all back open for you, but it's definitely sluggish along that stretch through Commerce City. Tough pretty much on southbound I-25, 120th to I-70, although they got that wreck out of the way. Eastbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike still struggling, Federal toward I-25, and we're seeing pretty heavy conditions now, both directions of 225 crossing Aurora. Do you have a crash involving a motorcycle off the highway? You can avoid it at Federal just north of Hamden. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today. You can expect mostly a partly cloudy day with windy conditions. Chance for showers by this afternoon, high of 84. Right now it's overcast and 57. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
It's a bird. No, it's a plane. No, it's a hog. In Parker, Mile High Harley now has two locations in Aurora at I-70 and Airport Boulevard, and now just south of E-470 on Parker Road and Pine Lane in Parker. Same great service, clothes, rentals, and deals. Just more hogs to choose from. It's all at Mile High Harley Davidson.
Another how-to half-minute from the Home Depot.
Honey.
Yeah?
My new leaf blower is also a vacuum.
Huh.
Watch it chop these leaves into tiny little bits.
I've never seen you get so excited about vacuuming.
Well, I've never had one that chopped things into tiny little bits.
Get a jump on the fall with the innovative Home Light Mighty Light Blower Vac. Just $89 at the Home Depot. By reducing leaves, it makes yard cleanup a breeze. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid in U.S. only. See store for details.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
The world's first truly independent Democrat. Jay Marvin here at AM 760. Progressive Talk. 7:07, 7 minutes after 7 o'clock. Slight chance thunderstorms. High today, 85. We've been following the Doug Lamborn story here for a couple of days. Doug, who thought it was okay to call and leave threatening voicemails to two of his constituents who had complained about him taking money from the gambling interests. And CRU, the Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington, has sent a letter to the House Ethics Committee requesting an investigation into Representative Lamborn's behavior. And here on the line is Melanie Sloan from CRU. And Melanie, good morning, and welcome back to the program.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
All right. Lamborn apologized. He says that he's apologizing to the couple in his district who complained that he left them two threatening voicemails after they wrote a critical letter to the editor about the freshman member. He sent him a letter on Tuesday saying that that he had apologized. And, of course, you know, he brings up the usual stuff about how he's worked hard, including the war in Iraq, safety and security of our troops, the war on terrorism, immigration, the bloated federal budget, as if everyone now is supposed to stand back and say, oh, well, you did all those things? Gee, then I guess you're an okay guy. What's your reaction to Mr. Lamborn's apology? I mean, is it like better late than never, or, I mean, how do you feel about that?
You know, I find that every politician apologizes once they're caught. There is not a single politician who's not sorry for their behavior once they're caught and suffering a lot of public humiliation and potential consequences for their actions. So Doug Lamborn is merely following the format, really. Of course he's apologizing, and he expects that should make it all go away. But really, it is incomprehensible that a member of Congress would somehow think it was proper behavior to call a couple and leave a threatening message on their answering machine. And we don't have to just take the couple's word for it. Other people have listened to the messages which they saved, and they're quite threatening to warn somebody that when they sent a letter to a community newspaper, in fact, with truthful information saying, Doug Lambert said, well, there are going to be consequences for your having written this letter. I mean, that's scary.
Yeah, it is scary. I think most people would be scared if a sitting congressman or senator, or, you know, for God's sakes, even a city council member or a mayor called up and left a message like that. I think most people would be shaken up by it. What do you think the chances are that the House will do anything about this?
Oh, just about zero. The House doesn't do anything about anything. There's a long-standing problem in the House Ethics Committee, which is for about 12 years now. There's been this ethics truce whereby no member of Congress files a complaint against another member of Congress, and they are not obligated to look at the complaints written by anybody other than members of Congress. That's the way the House rules are set up. Only if a member actually files a complaint is the committee obligated to look at it. So they have a truce where no member will file against another, and they don't take complaints from outsiders, meaning that the House Ethics Committee is basically useless.
So in that case...
I know, it's a little depressing. But you know what? The point is, I keep thinking that if we keep hammering the House Ethics Committee, eventually they are going to be forced to take the conduct of some member of Congress seriously enough to do something about it. Otherwise, they might as well just disband and stop pretending that they have an ethics committee.
Well, I think there's so much cynicism, and I've talked a lot about this on the show. I mean, I think there's so much cynicism today all over the country about the system, because it appears that for instance, a guy like Doug Lamborn can call up and threaten two constituents who he disagrees with, and you're right, because they wrote a letter containing truthful information that he didn't like, and basically, he can do it and get away with it, and there's not a damn thing anybody can do about it, except maybe lambast him in the press and in the media, but who knows if people will remember that 2 years from now.
Right. There's certainly a question about whether they'll remember it. It's a long way off. On the other hand, somebody who would do something like this once may well do it again. Obviously, Lambert has a problem controlling his temper.
Okay, so our hope is what? That he steps over the line again, or that the hope would be that something would happen to him for doing it this time?
Well, certainly my hope would be that something would happen to him now. I mean, the fact is, his conduct does not reflect creditably on the House of Representatives, and that's the standard, much like the standard we keep hearing about in the Senate these days in the Larry Craig scandal, improper conduct which reflects upon the Senate. The House has basically the same role. And obviously, it reflects very poorly upon the House when a member of Congress calls a constituent and makes a threat. And the House should actually take that very seriously than many other conduct, because what's more important than representing one's constituents and threatening them is something that reflects badly on all members of Congress.
12 minutes after 7 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Melanie Sloan from CREW, Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington. You know what it reflects bad on? I'll tell you what it reflects bad on. It reflects bad on the entire system, and it continues to encourage people to have the feeling that they cannot affect any kind of a change in what goes on, and that no bad deed will, go...
Get punished.
I mean, that's basically what it amounts to. I mean, I put myself in the place of this man and woman, this husband and wife, who got this call from him, and they're very, very to the right of me. But still, I mean, I put myself in their position. Boy, you know, if my congressperson called me and did that, I would raise. But that's what you say. You say to yourself, I'd raise holy and. What's the worst thing you can do? The worst thing you can do is, like, call his or her office, cuss out the person on the phone, go to the newspapers, but nothing is going to happen to them for abusing their power.
Yeah, well, you know, I do think the Barthas, the couple here at issue, deserve a lot of credit because they did make this public, and they played the messages for reporters.
Right.
So it has now become a big issue in Congressman Lamborn's district, as it deserves to be. So much of the time, somebody would be afraid enough not to go public with this kind of situation. So I think they deserve credit for bringing it to the public. And, you know, ultimately, Doug Lamborn is responsible to his constituents, who may think it's not acceptable for him to be threatening other constituents, and he may well lose his next election. I'm sure whatever opponent he has will be sure to bring this up in 2 years.
Well, I'm sure there'll be a lot of Republican challengers out there to take him on in a primary battle. I think he, more than a letter of apology, I mean, I think he, I think he owes his constituents, I think he owes the whole area down there in Colorado Springs, I think he owes them an explanation not only for the way he treated Jonathan and Anna Bartha, but also he needs to explain about the gambling money.
He doesn't need to explain about the gambling money. He has said that the money never even hit his account and that it's gone back, you know, that he sent it back. But in fact, FEC, the Federal Election Commission records, don't show that. They show that he got the money and he kept the money. So
he lied about that, too.
You know, so far, unless there's going to be a what I imagine is going to happen is now that this all broke, he is sending those checks back, and he is going to return the money. So he'll be able to say that he gave the money back. But it's, again, a matter of giving the money back once he's caught rather than not accepting it in the first place.
Do you think we're ever going to be able to clean this system up?
You know, I think it's pretty tough, and I think that the way that we will clean it up is when more American citizens start paying attention to what their members of Congress are doing and vote them out when they behave in a manner that's unacceptable. And really, it's in some ways, we get the government we deserve. If we're not out there voting and making it clear to our members that this is unacceptable, then we can't really be surprised when they do this.
The reaction I get most often, though, is this. Well, both parties are corrupt. They're both bad. What's the point?
Well, I think the point is that if we were all, as American citizens, more involved in our electoral process, and you know, the voting rates are really terrible, congressmen and senators would feel more of an obligation to listen to their constituents than they do right now. So I think it is a changeable situation, but it requires effort from everybody. Every citizen should be a registered voter and should be making sure they held their members accountable.
Yeah.
I know that's tougher than it is.
No, well, I agree. I agree with you, and it is tough, but I think one of the reasons it is tough because we're so politically divided in this country now, we're so split up, that sometimes I wonder if we can ever get together and decide what's right and wrong, not what's right for one's party and what's wrong for one's party.
I think that's true. But I do think there have been cases where, you know, members with serious corruption problems have been turned out of Congress. For example, Senator Conrad Burns of Montana, that's a conservative state, and they elected a conservative Democrat over Senator Burns because of his longtime involvement in the Jack Abramoff scandal. And there have been other people who have been turned out of office when their constituents were paying enough attention to their bad acts.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just skeptical.
Well, I'm supposed to make my living off of this stuff, and a lot of times when you hear people talk that way, when you see people like Lamborn, and there are also Democrats who cross the line, you know, William Jefferson, I mean, we can name a ton of them. After a while, you know what it is? It's like putting on surgical gloves and sticking your hands in pig intestines and trying to find a 50-cent piece. I mean, after a while, it's like, oh, jeez. I mean, how can you truthfully get on the radio and claim moral superiority or for either side when you just have a feeling that, with the exception of a few people, and most notably I have to say that they are in Colorado here, that the rest of it is just so fouled.
Yeah, but, you know, there are some good members of Congress. I mean, sadly, Doug Lamborn replaced Joel Heffley, who was a man of integrity.
He was a good guy. You're right.
And so there certainly are, and I think there are members of Congress who are deeply committed to the public good and to doing the right thing for all Americans, regardless of party. But I think there are also some bad apples in there, and it looks to me like Doug Lamborn's one of them.
One last question for you, Melanie. Do you think that that a lot of this would stop if we had public financing of campaigns?
Oh, I completely do. I think that all the ethics things we otherwise talk about are really just tinkering around the edges. The fact of the matter is that the reason there's corruption in politics is because politicians desperately need money in order to be reelected, particularly House members. They have to start campaigning and raising money literally the day after their last election so that they are constantly raising money. And then when they need the money, the people who are most likely to give them that money are lobbyists who want something from them. And so if we took that out of the equation and had public financing, we would take away so much of the elements that lead to corruption.
And what would be your answer when people say, oh, okay, you want to eliminate lobbying? Well, would you eliminate the right of school teachers or
Well, you wouldn't have to eliminate lobbying.
Nurses to lobby?
No, I think everybody should be allowed to lobby. I don't actually have a problem with lobbying, but if lobbyists were not the main font of campaign dollars, then members of Congress would listen to all lobbyists with the public interest in mind and not just with their own coffers in mind.
Okay, so you would not outlaw all lobbying, but what you would do is what, strictly control it?
No, I would not outlaw lobbying at all. What I would do, though, is have lobbyists not giving any money to congressional campaigns. So if there was publicly financed campaigns and then members of Congress weren't turning to lobbyists for money, they wouldn't actually be giving the lobbyists who gave them more money more access and, you know, better legislation and earmarks. So you'd just sort of take that out of the equation. You know, if there was no money in the lobbying, you know, the school teachers might be considered equally with the corporations.
Yeah, great point. Melanie Sloan from CREW, Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington. Go to citizensforethics.org. Melanie, thanks a bunch for your insight and your time.
Anytime. Thanks for having me.
Okay,
bye-bye.
You got it. There's Melanie Sloan. All right, 7:20, 20 minutes after 7. Stand by.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere. How would you like to upgrade your vehicle and save a lot of money, too? You would? Well, here's what you do. Tap, tap, tap over to CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll find over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs. Up close and personal. These vehicles are priced to sell quickly, and they're all located right here in Denver. Don't waste your time running all over town. Find just what you're looking for today at CheaperUsedAutos.com. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
Join the revolution to provide affordable, high-quality health care for everyone. A Colorado single-payer system could save over $1 billion annually on health spending, cover virtually everyone, and improve wellness. Single-payer is a globally accepted health care financing principle. The proposal is for public financing of privately provided health care. Let's end the crisis in health care access. Learn more and join the campaign at healthcareforallcolorado.org.
LendingTree.com, where you can choose from up to 4 customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. LendingTree.com.
Balsa Machines, Rudders, and Drums, and inspects your brake system for any other problems.
Can't beat that. Just Brakes installs pads and shoes on all 4 wheels and machines rotors and drums for $99.88. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
Just Brakes.
Additional parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
It's not fair. You were injured in an accident that wasn't your fault. And the settlement money you won from your lawsuit is spread out over years in small cash payments. You can't afford to wait years for money that's rightfully yours. You need cash now. J.G. Wentworth can help. We can turn your long-term payments into cash now. This is not a loan. This is your money in your pocket right now. If you're receiving cash payments from something like a car accident or personal injury, call us today to learn how you can get one lump sum from your structured settlement now. For free information, call 1-800-600-3166. J.G. Wentworth has helped thousands of people get cash now and get on with life. Stop waiting years for money that's rightfully yours. Call now for free information to learn how you can get cash now. It's your money. Use it when you need it. For free information, call J.G. Wentworth now at 1-800-600-3166. That's 1-800-600-3166. 1-800-600-3166.
It's the end of the season sale at Windish RV. Time to clear out all remaining 07s. Find Fusion toy haulers at end of season pricing as low as $46,900. And as Colorado's number one fifth wheel dealer, they have one for you. Windish is your RV connection for Holiday Rambler, Airstream, Country Coach, Four Winds, Laredo, Everest, and more. Buy now and get special financing with no down, no payments for up to 6 months for qualified buyers. Plus, stop by this Saturday for the first annual Peter Boyle's Motorcycle Show. Don't miss the end of the season sale at Windish, your RV connection, 6th and Sims in Lakewood.
I heard about a place with the best deals on all the hottest shoes. I have to check it out, but I don't remember where it's at.
Premier business listings. Find what you missed at am760.net.
Like being behind the wheel of a GMC, then make sure a GMC specialist is under the hood. Right now, it's time for Good Wrench and Go, only at your GMC Good Wrench dealer.
I can't stop thinking about it.
In-state bragging rights are back in Boulder. And Saturday night, the Colorado Buffaloes take their wild win over the Rams to the desert.
Put down, kick is up, it is on its way, and it is good!
See you at ASU.
Colorado bounces back!
Johnson, Larry Zimmer, and Charles Johnson bring you all the action. Buffalo Stampede at 6.
And it is picked off by Colorado. Picked off in the end zone.
On AM 760.
Minutes after 7 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. Hi today. 85. Thanks for joining us. Cloudy out there, but not rain cloudy, although it was rain cloudy yesterday afternoon. All right, Jay, knock off the weather talker. Get a job at the Weather Channel. Hi, Jay Marvin at the Weather Channel. Does anybody watch the Weather Channel?
I do. They have really good bumper music on the Weather Channel.
Or are you talking about now your local forecast?
Yeah.
On the 8s.
They play some pretty cool music on there, actually. Every once in a while, I'll just put it on in the background just to hear the music they got playing.
Now, your local forecast on the 8s. On the Weather Channel. Okay. Let me see how I get into this. I've gotten a number of emails from some of you. At AM760.net that have talked about the Mexican trucker issue. And yesterday, or a couple of days ago, I said that the things that bother me about the idea of Mexican truck drivers driving in the United States are the following. Security, that bothers me. Safety bothers me. Because anybody who spent any time in Mexico or south of the border knows that their security standards, their safety standards, are not the same as our safety standards. And then comes the issue of jobs, which a lot of people talk about. Now, the part on this that I find kind of ironic about the job part of it is that prior to this controversy coming up, which has been brewing now for a long time about the Mexican truckers, and today is the day they start rolling in to the United States, most people, at least in my experience, never gave any thought to truck drivers. If you really think about it. And I have a tendency sometimes not to think about them, but I have to tell you that I have a history with truck drivers, the history being that I worked on several big radio stations in which, even though truck drivers, by and large, most of them that I ever ran across were conservative, they listened to me anyway. When I was one radio station's only lone liberal on at night, and then I also have that 17, 18-year history of country music, which a lot of truck drivers like country music. One of the guys that taught me a lot about radio is a guy by the name of Charlie Douglas, who used to have the Road Gang on WWL all night. And I also used to know Bill Mack, who used to be on WBAP. And I used to know Billy Parker, who was on KVOO. And Larry Scott, who was on KLAC. And I could go through all of these radio stations. And even when I worked all nights, we always used to put a certain part or a segment of the program towards truck drivers, and you talk to a lot of them, and you go to these truck shows and run into them. Virtually everything that we use in this country, almost everything that we use, is moved by truck. Yeah, there are truck drivers who are not too cool. But that goes along with the rule of thumb of everything else, that no matter what other group you talk about, you're going to find people that are not very cool. Thing is, we've never really in this country, ever really, taken time to salute these folks, say anything about them. They are the hardest working men and women you'll ever run into. And 99.99% of them are extremely conscientious about what they do. And they work very, very, very hard. And we just don't say much about them. I'm definitely 100% against having Mexican truck drivers in the United States. And if you listen to this show, you know that I'm not as over-the-top and hysterical about immigrants and illegal immigrants as most people that are on the radio dial, and probably not as hysterical about it as most of you. But I don't want them here. And I don't want them here because of their skin color. I don't want them here because of their nationality. I don't want them here because I don't trust the trucks they drive. I have a security question because our borders are not as secure as they should be. And we really haven't done what we should do. And also because, yeah, we could potentially be talking about jobs. Now, the Arizona Republic analysis of federal data shows that only 31 Mexican firms have been screened to operate in the U.S. interior. So what that means is no more than 134 drivers and 151 trucks could go beyond the 25-mile commercial zone along the border. That's not a large amount now, but there's certainly room for this to grow. Some of the people who are against this are the Teamsters, also the Sierra Club, and Public Citizen. They've all gone to court to try to stop the government from issuing permits to Mexican freight haulers. And the lawyers argued in court that Mexican trucks pose a danger on the road, threaten increased human and drug smuggling. And see, I think all of that is true. So I think they should be stopped. I can't imagine anybody out there thinking that they should be allowed 25 miles into the country, into a commercial zone, that they should be allowed 1 mile into the country, into the commercial zone. I'm not trying to punish Mexico. I'm not trying to whip up any immigrant hysteria. I'm not trying to do any of that. What I'm trying to do is, I'm trying to make a case here that it's harmful to you and I, and it's harmful to our neighbors. And our neighbors could be truck drivers. And you get men and women who drive, you get combinations of husband and wives. You know, there's nothing cooler than this. I drive every once in a while to Colorado Springs. I've got to go down there tomorrow. And you pull over in the rest area where the truck stop, where truckers pull over and cars pull over. And I pull out my lunch. I'm going to have a little something to eat. And I'm looking at the truck drivers, and I'm looking at the trucks, which I'm fascinated by. And I'll see truck drivers that will get out with their dogs and walk their dogs. And some of these trucks are just amazing. And I get kind of caught up in it. I mean, I kind of feel like, wow, these are the last of the American concrete cowboys and that whole culture. And I just don't want to see it damaged, and I don't want to lose it. So I wanted to bring this up this morning. Now, I don't know how many of you are going to run to the phones and call. The reason I say that is I don't know how many truck drivers we have listening to this radio station. Maybe not any. And I don't know how many of you are going to call. And one of the reasons you're going to call is because basically what you want to do is you want to beat the anti-illegal immigration horse and yell and scream about the invasion of the brown people. Where I would rather have you call and talk about the ramifications of allowing this to happen, both on this country's security, both on human smuggling, drug smuggling, and public highway safety. I'd rather talk about those issues. But, listen, you can take it in any direction you want to take it. 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600. Mexican trucks in the United States. Thumbs up or thumbs down. You tell me how you decide. You tell me what you think. You tell me if they ought to be here or not. And if you think that it is a big issue or that it's an overblown issue, or where exactly you come down on it. And by the way, if you're a truck driver, Hey, 303-713-7600. You're more than welcome to call, too, naturally. Because there's nothing better than talking to men and women who push those big rigs and work very, very hard. 7:34 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Speaking of big rigs, here's traffic with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Well, we had kind of a bad start to the traffic commute, but things are looking a lot better. We've just got the pretty standard delays now across the metro area, just about wherever you are. Southbound I-25 heavy now between Colfax and Iliff, and then again as you hit that tech center. Northbound I-25, you'll find the heavy traffic between Iliff and Mississippi. We're also seeing lots of traffic on eastbound lanes of C-470. That's pretty well stacked up through Littleton and then again through Highlands Ranch. And, of course, you have the standard commuter delays on southbound I-25 out of Thornton Northland and again into your downtown area. Weather outlook today, it'll be partly cloudy. Looks like some winds moving in with a chance of showers. High of 84 today. Right now it's overcast and 59. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
When you need local information and you're on the move, call 1-800-CALL-DEX. Your source for local information just went mobile. Find the most complete local information from A to Z. Search Dex free, anytime, anywhere. Dex knows.
Randy Rhodes.
The National Intelligence Estimate, the whole beginning of it is, you know, who we are, what we do, how we did it. And you know what? Osama bin Laden is still the problem. Go get him.
Catch Randy Rhodes, weekdays at 4 on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Parking at Denver International Airport? Try U.S. Airport Parking. U.S. Airport Parking offers 8,000 spaces of covered and uncovered parking, open 24 hours a day. U.S. Airport Parking has plenty of space. Avoid the crowded terminal parking lots by parking with U.S. Airport Parking. U.S. Airport Parking offers discounts with the AAA Motor Club card, King Super Super card, or City Market Value card. U.S. Airport Parking is the place to park.
Shiloh House reminds everyone that substance abuse is an epidemic among kids. We constantly hear the effects, dropping out of school, unable to hold a job, damaged family relationships, and lives lost. By helping young adults understand the dangers of addiction, we can give our kids a better chance for a better life. This is from Shiloh House at 6400 West Coal Mine Avenue in Littleton, a quality residential treatment center specializing in outpatient programs, foster care, in-home programs, abuse treatment, and more. Call 932-9599.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent, but if your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor, and you could be making one of 8 costly investment mistakes right now. That's why Fisher Investments is offering a free special report called The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours absolutely free at 1-800-700-4842. 1-800-700-4842. 1-800-700-4842.
So I'm driving through town in my Chevy, and I see this restaurant is bragging about its world's best burgers. I wonder if they knew another restaurant down the street had the exact same sign. That got me thinking about all the claims people make about being the best. I guess with burgers, it's no big deal. Mess up a burger, you get indigestion. Mess up the maintenance on a Chevy truck, and someone's walking. So when I need work done, I go back to my Chevy dealer, to the experts in the Good Rinse service lane.
I can't stop thinking about it.
In my opinion, they're the best in the world. Just last week, I asked for an oil change, 4-tire rotation, and a Good Rinse multi-point vehicle inspection. For my Chevy, it's Good Rinse and go. And as for that hamburger joint, don't believe them, because I make the best burgers in town.
I can't stop thinking about it.
Fall is a great time to Good Wrench and go for all your maintenance needs. See your local Chevy Good Wrench dealer today or log on to GoodWrench.com.
You're listening to The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
Well, I pulled out of Pittsburgh, rolling down that eastern seaboard. I got my diesel wound up and she's a-running like I never before. There's a speed zone ahead with all right. I don't see a cop in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
There's the late Dave Dudley.
I got me 10 forward gears on a
Georgia overdrive. Yeah, 7:38, 38 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. You like that? I'm taking a little white pills. My eyes are open wide. All right. Chance thunderstorms, high today 85. By the way, if you look out the window here, there's a rainbow. So that's kind of neat to look at. We're talking about Mexican truck drivers poised to roll in the United States. I'm just flat against it for a bunch of reasons, and not the usual ones, which are the usual anti-illegal immigrant hysteria. I'm against it because it's a security issue, it's a safety issue, and it's a job issue, and I find it kind of charming and amusing that a lot of people now are all of a sudden, I'm pro-truck driver. Okay. But like, where were you like 3 and 4 and 5 and 10 years ago? And if we didn't have truck drivers, we would be totally and completely out of luck. Out of luck. Let's go to Sam in Cheyenne. Sam, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Sam once. Sam twice. Sam is gone. Let's go to Deborah in Albuquerque. Deborah, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
I'd like to just let you know that I didn't know anything about truckers until I broke down. They went out of their way to actually save my life, get me off the highway. They helped me get my vehicle where it needed to go. And all they wanted was a handshake and a smile from a pretty girl. And they are the best group of people in the world. They get on their CBs. They know what's up ahead. They sometimes block traffic if there's an accident to keep you from driving into it. They have a communication system that is superior. And you're right. They need to have all the credit. They need to call in. And there's lots of people out there that have experienced their help. And I'll tell you what, if they go, we're all going.
Yeah, and we definitely need to stand up for them, and we need to let our elected officials once again know that the thing is that this in no way, shape, or form should infringe or even threaten their jobs or their security.
Well, I'll tell you, they're pretty awesome people, and they'll put their life on the line for a driver, especially if you're broken down. There's a few bad apples, but I'll tell you what, most of them are really cool people, and I could never say that until I had to deal with them, and I was blown away at how wonderful these guys were. And like I said, they just want a smile and a handshake and, have a great day. This is the general truck driver attitude.
They've always been some of my best listeners. Deborah, thanks. And how are you listening to us in Albuquerque?
Well, on a good day when the wind is correct, I really can pick you guys up pretty much all the way from Albuquerque to Denver if I make that trip.
Wow.
So it's not all the time, but the weather is just perfect today. You'll go in and out, so it doesn't always stay on, but for right this minute. You're starting to fade away now.
Well, great city of Albuquerque. I once lived there for 6-7 months, but could never get a full-time job, so I had to move.
Well, you still can't get a full-time job down there now. It's even worse.
Yeah, I imagine it is. Well, you know what? KKOB would never come near me. I'm not conservative enough. Deborah, thanks. I appreciate
it. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Right. A lot of places I wouldn't mind living, but you know what? Can't go there. Can't get gigs. Well, everybody on the radio has to be conservative. Don't you know that? We all have to get on the air and say the same thing. Here's Michael in Denver. Michael, you're on AM 760.
Jay, good morning. How are you, sir?
Hey, man, I'm doing good. What about yourself?
I'm doing great. Hey, good call on your previous caller. I really enjoyed listening to what she had to say. I'm from Albuquerque myself.
Good for you.
That said, last month, we were talking, there was a lot of talk about the bridge in Minnesota, about Katrina infrastructure in this country. And one of the things I think hasn't been touched upon is, you've touched upon, I should restate that. It's infrastructure and infrastructure with our trucks. And, like you said, if we don't have them, we don't have a lot of stuff. Everything we get comes from trucks. And we need to take care of our core infrastructure in this country, and that's just another thing in a long list of things that we've got a problem with, and we're letting it falter. And, having Mexican truckers, no disrespect against their neighbors, but their laws are different, their rules are different, their culture is different on how they deal with safety, on how they deal with people, on how they deal, our cars, our junk, gets sold down there, and they drive it as a normal vehicle. And I'm really concerned about the safety issue, but more importantly, the degradation of our infrastructure in this country.
Yeah, I am too. I'll tell you something else, too. I highly suspect, I don't know this to be a fact, but I highly suspect that what we're going to run into, if they're allowed too much leeway in this country, is we're going to run into things like stuff dropping off their trucks, recaps, retreads, recaps, burning up and coming loose, and laying in the middle of the road. If I hit one more thing on the highway, I'm going to scream. And you know what? And I'm scared of that because they're sloppy.
I would totally agree. And that, you know, not to say that every American trucker does it all straight and narrow. You know, I know we everybody in every group, but for the most part, we've got some pretty straight laws on the road, and there's a lot of people alive today because of it.
Yeah, I agree. I'm with you. So I'm very, very scared of this. Right now, the commercial zone is like 25 miles. I don't know. I don't even know if I want it to be even to 20 to 25 miles. Hey, man, thank you. I appreciate the call. Have a good day, too.
Thank you. Keep up the good work.
Okay, man, we'll talk to you again. 303-713-7600-745, 45 minutes past the hour. Let's go to Frank in Colorado Springs. Frank, hi, you're on AM 760.
Hey, Jay, welcome back to Colorado.
Oh, man, hey, I appreciate it. Thanks.
You bet. Hey, you know, I just got one very simple question. How is the congressman vote that's down 411-3, but yet we still get him?
Because,
I understand that.
Because somebody goes to court, somebody takes it to court, and the Supreme Court overrules it. Went through the court. It went through the court system. Also, I don't know. I saw that figure that you're talking about the voting, and I don't know if that was the House and the Senate or if that was just the House.
I would guess it was just the House.
See, this is the thing that most people failed to grasp onto, and I failed to grasp onto it too for a long, long time. If you don't get cooperation between the House and the Senate, you can't get anything passed into law, and you can't get anything done.
Correct.
Which, yeah, that's supposed to be checks and balances, but on the other hand, it's very frustrating for those of us who want to achieve change.
It's just shocking to me that anybody who lives in this country in a time when we've got such a lack of security, and don't misunderstand me, I have nothing against, you know, Mexicans who are coming up here, they're all out at the same thing we are, make a buck and have a decent life. But when border security, port security, I mean, just think about the amount of freight that comes through the border every day from China and everywhere else unchecked, goes on to trains, rolls right through the middle of this country to the other coast, and continues on, that's unchecked. Now we're going to have trucks rolling up the highway that are unchecked as well. It's too easy for something to go just disastrously wrong.
Yeah, I agree.
And our government just letting it happen. In fact, I think they're encouraging it.
Well, I think they're encouraging it because they see it as, once again, being an example of the quote-unquote deregulated free market and a chance to make money and on and on and on and again. And so I would therefore go to those of you out there who don't particularly find this to be a thrilling idea, and I would say to you, all right, here's one example of what you get if you go too far to the other side and you don't have any regulation and you have no checks and balances and you let industry get exactly what industry wants.
That's what we have, is a society of lobbyists and industries that are running the country rather than the citizens.
Yeah, I agree. And you know what? We've got to take it back.
Absolutely. And I tell you, what I'm afraid it's going to start is one upset truck driver rolling down the road next to one brand new Mexican truck driver rolling down the road. All it takes is one guy to pull a pistol and things are going to come unhinged.
I don't know. I think too much of truck drivers to think that they would do that. They're too much of professionals, man. And you know
I got enough family in the job. You know, I've got a cousin and I've got a grandfather, and you'd be amazed. what goes on.
Well, yeah, but I think you'd find, wouldn't you agree with me though that you would find that in all walks of life?
Oh, absolutely.
But the majority out there, man, they want to, you know, they want to make their goals. They want to get their freight delivered. They want to do what's right. They're not interested in breaking the law. They feel let down, but I think they're not the only ones who feel let down. I think we feel let down, too.
Sure. But like you said, though, it's a majority. There is a minority out there.
Well, you're always going to have a threat of minority in something.
Sure.
So you got to be careful about that. Hey, Frank, sure. Thanks, man.
Thanks, Jay. Welcome home.
Oh, thanks. Appreciate the call.
You bet. Bye-bye.
All right. 7:49, 49 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Okay, we're talking about Mexican truck drivers. You know what? I'm tempted to do this. I'm tempted to do this because it's just an excuse to do it. We should play Keep on Trucking by the Dead. Don't you think? It's corny, but I think we should do it. Maybe I can talk John into it. 7:49, 49 minutes after the hour. Traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Only wreck we're dealing with is the one we had involving a motorcycle off the highway in Inglewood, Federal, just north of Hamden. That could be a bit of a tricky area for you, so try to steer clear of that. Of course, we do have heavier traffic on eastbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike. You'll run into those delays between Federal and I-25. Eastbound I-70, very sluggish, too, through that same area, Federal toward York. And westbound lanes of I-76 have been tough all morning between 96 and your I-25 merge. Weather outlook today, we'll have partly cloudy skies. It'll be windy. Looks like we'll get a good chance for showers by this afternoon with a high of 84. Tonight, cooler temperatures with a low of 52. And looks like tomorrow, a mild day at only 80 degrees. Right now, it is cloudy and 59. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
It's a bird. No, it's a plane. No, it's a hog. In Parker, Mile High Harley now has two locations in Aurora at I-70 and Airport Boulevard and now...
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere. If back to school at your house means somebody needs a nice used car for a great price, then click on over to CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll find over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs ready for your inspection. All located right here in Denver. Don't waste your time running all over town. Find what you're looking for at a great price today at CheaperUsedAutos.com. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
U.S. Highways. What does it really mean for the security of truckers? We'll take your calls and have the latest news on the Ed Schultz Show.
Today at 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Open your wallet. Now take out all your money and throw it all away. Sound crazy? Well, if you have a credit card and are barely making the minimum payment, that's exactly what you're doing. If you want to get out of debt, you need to call Genesis Financial today for free information. 1-800-900-6607. Genesis Financial works directly with you and your creditors to lower your interest rates, stop collection calls, and eliminate your late fees. For your free information, call 1-800-900-6607. 1-800-900-6607.
The Blue List is AM 760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting local progressive companies like Bauhaus, Louise Aaron, Attorney at Law, and Icon LASIK Center. Go to am760.net today and learn more about how you can join these progressive companies in support of Progressive Talk AM 760.
Boy, talk about old truck driving tunes. Now I want to play Dick Curlis. The truck driving son of a gun. 52 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. You go to those people at KYGO, go, hey, man, do you know who Dick Curlis is?
Who? Was he the father of Leanne Rimes?
No. Safety is important. I think we all know that. Value for our money is important. And the people who you make deals with are important. And that's why I love to talk about Rocky's Autos. Because Rocky's Autos has got the cleanest selection of late model, previously driven cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in all of Colorado. Over 700 vehicles on the lot. These are all winterized. These are all inspected. They are all ready to go. They're in sharp shape. And you get great prices, too. They've got their matching down incentive. They've got numerous ways to finance. You can go look at this all yourself at RockiesAutos.com, or you can get out there because their hours are catered to you, which is what their whole philosophy is all about, being catered to you. Their hours are 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday, so they're open tonight until 9. So just get on out there and go up to Tom or Marv Al Shear or Fred Labrato or Spanky Herrera or any of my friends out there and say, hey, Jay Marvin sent you, and I want to see a four-wheel drive. I want to see an all-wheel drive. I need to see a Volkswagen. I want to see a Saab, a Toyota. I want to see something that's a gas sipper. I want to see something that would be right for my family. And I want to see something that I can afford so that it's not outrageous. The payments are not so outrageous that I have to worry about making them every single month. That's what Rockies is all about, tailoring each and every situation to you. So get out there and see them. Rockies Autos, corner of 63rd and federal.
Do you know what the biggest problem with computers is? Not having one. Because email seems to be the only way people communicate these days. But here's the good news. Now you don't need a computer to receive email. All you need is your regular phone line and the new Presto services with the HP printing mailbox. It's so easy. Just plug it into your phone jack and presto. You're connected. Email and color photos from family and friends print out automatically. It's so easy, anyone can do it. Presto makes the perfect gift for loved ones who don't want to use computers. For free information that will show you how quickly and easily Presto can get everyone connected, call now, 1-800-900-2039. Now anyone can receive email and photos from friends and family without an expensive hard-to-use computer. All you need is your regular phone line. It's a perfect gift for loved ones who don't want to use a computer. For your free information about Presto, call now, 1-800-900-2039. That's 1-800-900-2039. 1-800-900-2039.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read just one? Hi, I'm Jeff Flam, founder of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your entire family. Call now to try your demo of IQ absolutely free.
To try your free demo, call 1-800-500-1986. 1-800-500-1986. 1-800-500-1986.
The Moscow Ballet is holding open auditions for children's roles in The Great Russian Nutcracker. Auditions will be held Saturday, September 8th at 9 a.m. at Go Toyota Arapahoe in Centennial. Children ages 8 to early teens will be cast in various roles. Details at DenverNutcracker.com.
Keep your morning moving with me at 10, Tom Hartman. Right now you've got Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Truckin', got my chips cashed in. Keep truckin', like the two-dog man together.
Yeah, we salute those truck drivers. Truck driving, son of a gun. Alright. Give me a Jimmy or a White. It's, thunderstorms. High today, 85. We're talking about Mexican truck drivers. I thought I might carry this over in the next hour. I'm just totally against them being here. Not because they're Mexican, but because of security, safety, and jobs. 7:56, 56 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Here's Mike in Texas. Mike, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Jay Marvin.
Yes, sir.
I'm rather disappointed in the position that you've taken on this issue. You told a lady a while ago from Albuquerque that you were not conservative enough to get on a radio station down there, and this is the most conservative position that I think I've ever heard you take.
I don't think there's anything conservative about this.
Well, yeah, it is.
No, why?
Those people down there in Mexico, they need jobs. They need to come up here and work.
How is it conservative if there are tons of other progressive organizations that feel the same way, and that there are some issues out there that transcend being conservative or liberal? They just have to do with people being able to get on the same page about things. I understand that there are problems in Mexico. I understand there's unequal redistribution of the wealth down there. I marvel at the fact that we seem to be so concerned and have been so concerned and focused on what went on in Iraq and what's going on in Iraq, when we can't turn around and pay attention to our next-door neighbor and put pressure on them to clean their society up.
Well, paying attention to our next door neighbor is exactly what we're talking about. We need to let them come over here and earn a dollar like we do.
Well, I think that you can make that kind of a statement, and I think you have to look at the economic realities that go on in the whole immigration picture. But I think when you're talking about this, I think you're talking about other things than the area that you want to go to, and the other things that you're talking about is you're talking about safety, security, and you're also talking about jobs. And I'll tell you, you can call me up when you run over something that's fallen off a Mexican truck and it causes you to have a blowout, and then you can tell me, how thrilled. And I think you were trying to be sarcastic and funny, and really, you failed at both. Nice try. I should ask where you're from in Texas, because that's a decent, pretty decent state. And you seem to be a pretty decent person. You're just... Yeah, a little full of yourself. So, go suck on a diesel hose.
Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
My wife stopped wearing skirts 3 years ago.
I had these blue and puffy veins all over my legs, and I was embarrassed.
Then one night we went out on a date, and she wore a skirt. I couldn't believe how sexy she looked.
It was like the spider veins had just disappeared.
How would you like to have younger-looking, sexier legs? Try Nuvaprin HD. You can get a free bottle by calling today. That's right, free. Nuvaprin's active ingredients are clinically proven to diminish unattractive blue veins, leaving you with younger-looking, sexier legs. Spider veins virtually disappear from view without painful injections or costly surgery. Finally, Nuvaprin HD is available in the U.S. without a prescription. Find out how to get your free bottle by calling 1-800-500-0581.
It never bothered me, but she's so much happier, and I love that.
And he loves my legs.
Well, yeah.
Try it before you buy it. Call now for your free bottle of Nuvaprin HD and see the difference. Call 1-800-500-0581. That's 1-800-500-0581.
AM 760
and HD. Hey, Colorado, this is Randy Rhodes, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedatani. Reports on the demise of the American consumer may have been premature. Live to CBS News correspondent Steve Kathan. Steve, what are the August sales numbers telling us?
That people are still pulling out the plastic and spending. Good numbers for Walmart, Target, and others after a dismal July.
It looks like the last 10 days to 2 weeks of the back-to-school selling season were particularly strong.
But retail analyst Ken Perkins says the good times may not last.
The bottom's not going to fall out. It's just going to be slower than what we've seen in the previous several years.
He says shoppers are worried about housing and the credit crunch and what they're spending on food and gas. Frank?
A government report out this morning shows the best growth spurt in worker productivity in 2 years and slower growth in the cost of labor. All of that should mean less of an inflation threat. A report to Congress out this morning says the Homeland Security Department has not made significant strides to protect us against another 9/11. Former Pentagon official Lawrence Korb says the department suffers from a lack of sense of a direction.
Morale is terrible in the department because they don't have any sense of working together. They don't have any sense of having clear, manageable objectives.
Breaking news from New Jersey. A law enforcement official says a big roundup of as many as a dozen allegedly corrupt public officials is underway. That official says Passaic, New Jersey Mayor Samuel Rivera and two state assembly members are among the officials under arrest. Overseas, it was no laughing matter what happened at the Asia-Pacific Summit in Sydney, Australia.
Security here in Sydney is supposed to be the tightest in Australian history, but a TV comedy show broke through with a fake motorcade. Motorcycles, three large cars with Canadian flags, and a passenger dressed like Osama bin Laden. They made it through two checkpoints before officers caught on, not far from the president's hotel. Peter Mayer, CBS News, with the president in Sydney.
The latest report on teenagers and drugs sounds encouraging.
The level of current marijuana use among youth aged 12 to 17, that's declined significantly.
Despite that, H. Wesley Clark of the Center for Substance Abuse Treatment says nearly 10% of the teenagers surveyed said they used drugs in the past month. The use of ecstasy and LSD may be on the rise among young adults. The opera world loses a legendary star. Luciano Pavarotti's struggle with pancreatic cancer ended last night. He was 71. Tony Hall is the director of the London Royal Opera House.
He communicated the passion and the beauty of opera to millions, tens of millions of people, and that is one hell of a legacy.
In early Wall Street trading, the Dow Industrials are down a fraction of a point, as is the NASDAQ Composite. This is CBS News.
So I'm driving through town in my Chevy, and I see this restaurant is bragging about its world's best burgers. I wonder if they knew another restaurant down the street had the exact same sign. That got me thinking about all the claims people make about being the best. I guess with burgers, it's no big deal. Mess up a burger, you get indigestion. Mess up the maintenance on a Chevy truck, and someone's walking. So when I need work done, I go back to my Chevy dealer, to the experts in the Goodrich service lane.
I can't stop thinking about it.
In my opinion, they're the best in the world. Just last week, I asked for an oil change, four-tire rotation, and a Goodrich multi-point vehicle inspection. For my Chevy, it's Goodrich and go. And as for that hamburger joint, don't believe them, because I make the best burgers in town.
I can't can't stop thinking about it.
Fall is a great time to Goodwrench and go for all your maintenance needs. See your local Chevy Goodwrench dealer today or log on to Goodwrench.com.
Pick one, two, or all three services and save. Your choice. Call 1-800-COMCAST for details.
Good morning. I'm John M. with an AM 760 local news update. Several highways in the Denver metro area, including I-270, closed early today after a police chase involving at least four vehicles that ended in a crash.
We were able to apprehend four more suspects. So there's possibly two at large. We have five in custody at this time. And so we've been able to identify that these are some of the individuals we've been looking for.
Fortunately, Denver police say no officers were hurt. Crews will be back this morning north of Rocky Mountain National Park looking for those two missing backpackers from Fort Collins. Searchers started hunting for Terry and Marion Jones after they didn't return to their home on Sunday. State's high school graduation rate has dropped from 80% to 74%. Despite the fact state officials used a new formula for the new figures, Governor Ritter says regardless of what formula was used, the numbers are still pretty lousy. And microwave popcorn fans worried about the potential for lung disease from butter flavoring fumes should know this. The sole reported case in a non-factory worker involves a centennial guy who popcorn every day and loved to inhale from the bag.
I can tell you that I personally have not stopped allowing my children to use microwave buttered popcorn in our home on an occasional basis.
Dr. Cecile Rose of National Jewish Medical Center says there's no definite link established between Wayne Watson's heavy popcorn consumption and his lung disease. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. It's just a busy ride, so wherever you are, southbound I-25 from 104th to 84th, still seeing very sluggish traffic. Eastbound I-70 through your I-25 corridor, and, of course, northbound I-25 starting to catch some of those delays now between Lincoln and C-470. Weather outlook today, expect a partly cloudy and windy day. Chance for showers by this afternoon. We're looking for a high of 84. Right now, it's partly cloudy and 59. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Splash on into Subway right now to save $5 on your Waterworld admission with discount coupons from Subway restaurants. Your $5 off coupons are available at participating Subway restaurants while supplies last. Subway, eat fresh.
Another how-to half minute from the Home Depot.
Honey!
Yeah?
My new leaf blower is also a vacuum.
Huh.
Watch it chop these leaves into tiny little bits.
I've never seen you get so excited about vacuuming.
Well, I've never had one that chopped things into tiny little bits.
Get a jump on the fall with the innovative Home Light Mighty Light Blower Vac. Just $89 at the Home Depot. By reducing leaves, it makes yard cleanup a breeze. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid in U.S. only. See store for details.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin. On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I gotta get another theme song. No doubt about it. Tired of that one. 8:07, 7 minutes after 8 on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Thanks for joining us this morning. Side chance thunderstorms, high today 85. And, should I say something about this on the air? About what happened? Because maybe he's streaming it. Now, for some reason, people have been finding me as of late. People that I used to work with or worked for or people who know me. And that guy from Texas, Mike, is a guy by the name of Mike Kyle, who owned part of a radio station that I started out with another gentleman by the name of Danny McDuff that I started out with in Del Rio, Texas. And lately I've been getting emails from people all over the place who are looking me up and finding me. Not even people I not only worked with, but also people who used to listen to me, like up in the Dakotas and all kinds of places. When I was on WLS and various other radio stations. So, Mike, if you're streaming this, I'll shoot you an email as soon as I can. I wonder what happened to you all these years. God, we were kids. Well, you were older than me when we worked together. All right, it's 8:08, 8 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. By the way, I didn't say anything about this last hour. Let me just do this one thing, and we'll go back to the phones about Mexican truck drivers coming here. It's government in the grocery store with Congressman Ed Perlmutter of the 7th Congressional District. That's coming up this Saturday, September the 8th, at 500 Bromley Lane in Brighton, Colorado. It is from 1 until 3. I'll see you out there, not because I'm going with the congressman. I'm just going to observe. So this is your chance, if you live in the 7th Congressional District, to get to know your congressman and tell him what you think. And you'll see that Congressman Ed Perlmutter is a number one stand-up guy. That's coming up, 500 Bromley Lane, Brighton, Colorado. That's this Saturday at the King Supers Grocery Store from 1 until 3, and I'll see you there. Okay, do you mind if I cough? Man, have I got a sore throat and a cold. Okay. One line open at 303-713-7600, and we're talking here about the idea that Mexican truck drivers can now roll into the United States, and I'm flat against it. And the thing that bothers me about it is security, that bothers me. Safety bothers me, because as Michael Kyle would tell you, if I had him on the air, he would tell you after years of living on the border that graft, corruption, Mexican firms and have a habit of getting around things. And also jobs, because this is stuff that could be transferred at the border, and American truck drivers could be hauling this stuff around. All right, let's go to the phones. We'll go to David in the Longmont. David, thank you for waiting. You're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hi, Jay. Good morning.
Hi.
I've been a commercial driver for over 30 years. I had a commercial driver's license for the last 20 when the government stepped in and regulated all of that. And on that commercial driver's license, there's several endorsements. If you want to haul tankers, you got to have a tanker endorsement. If you want to haul hazardous material, you got to have a hazardous material endorsement. And every 3 years when your license needs to be renewed, you've got to retest for that stuff. But now the government, with the Homeland Security, has issued, if you want to keep your hazardous material endorsement, you've got to submit $95 and have your fingerprints taken and have a background check if you want to keep it. I'm just kind of wondering, are they going to hold the same standards to the Mexican truckers when they come in here?
I don't know, and that's a really good question. And it gets back to this whole idea of, how do we know who's here, and how do we know who's not, and how do we know what they're up to and what they're not up to? And that's really a good question. I think that, yeah, in order for them to drive here, bottom line minimum, they ought to be fingerprinted, and they ought to have to go through background checks.
Yeah.
I wouldn't let them drive a tank truck around unchecked, would you?
No, and I'm sure they'll probably want to haul backhauls back to Mexico, and that's gonna take jobs away too. You know, it's just that all the hoops that we've got to jump through to maintain our license, and yet they're just going to open the borders and let them drive wherever they want. It's just kind of it's really strange.
Well, it is strange, and it's not strange. I mean, it's strange in the fact that you're right. If you apply logic to it and you look at it logically, it doesn't make any sense. But you know, it's kind of like everything else in the world. When you're a frontline employee like you are, I mean, you're out there every single day pushing it. It's a long, long way from where you are up the chain into management, up even farther than that into people who make laws. And they're removed. David, they don't read the room, and they don't know what's going on. So when they sit down and they look at something on paper, it looks real good to them, but they don't have to live with it.
Well, it just goes, you know, the whole thing with the Homeland Security issue and the background checks and everything else. I mean, it's kind of strange, the fact that they're still doing the fear, you know, mongering issue, and yet they don't seem to be concerned about the borders. They don't be concerned about the stuff that comes in overseas and checking the ports. It's just really strange. I mean, there's more people killed on the highways every year than there are that's been killed by terrorists, and yet we're the only country that has to take our shoes off when we go to the airport. So it gets a little frustrating from the small man's point of view. I'll tell you that.
Well, I think it absolutely does, and I think a lot of times that it doesn't make any sense. But that whole pattern of being far removed is something that I've noticed not only in the government, but I've also noticed it in private industry as well. And the problem here is, what about going out to the little man or the little woman? What about going out to those of us that are on the bottom of the pyramid here and asking us what we think and getting us involved? Because what better way to work something out than to reach out to a core of experienced truck drivers and have them sit down and get their input?
Yeah, that would be strange, wouldn't it?
Yeah, wouldn't it be weird? But you know what? Yeah. Hey, how about this? Maybe something would work for a change.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, I don't. The double disappointment here, and see if you agree with me or you disagree. The double disappointment I think in life that's facing us nowadays is not only are we not in consideration by our own government, but we're also not in consideration by our employers either. It's like we're there, but they don't ever come and ask us.
I know. We're just expendable. We're just like a tool. If it breaks, they just replace it. You know, you think that they would, with the knowledge that we all have, that they would, you know, gather us in and ask, you know, what would be best served for everybody. But they're not. They're concerned with just the bottom line, it seems, most of the time. And that's kind of a sad state of affairs.
It really is. Hey, man, what kind of truck driving do you do?
I've been at it for so long. I was an owner-operator, had my own truck, drove across the country all the time, hauled everything from meat to produce to people's furniture, and now I'm pretty much local, and I'm hauling lumber supplies.
Whoa, you used to drive across country?
Oh, yeah.
Man, what did you drive?
As far as what kind of truck?
Yeah, what kind of rig?
Oh, I've had all sorts. I've gone from international to Peterbilt. My last truck was a nice extended hood Peterbilt. That was my favorite. But it got tough making a living out there with the fuel and everything else. So I'm just collecting a paycheck now.
Did you go back to the days when you had to hand do logs and all that stuff, or it wasn't done by a computer?
Yeah, I did. We filled them all out.
All right. Okay.
I don't want to get into all them stories because there was a lot of things you had to do to make a living. So.
Yeah. Well, you know, the last question I was going to ask you, and maybe you don't want to answer it. Okay. You ever fudge any of those?
There's a bit of a fudge factor involved. Yeah.
All right, man. Well, listen.
Not to an extreme extent. I didn't. I tried to keep it. I wanted to keep my health, so I didn't want to kill myself. So.
I hear you. Be safe
all
out
right.
there.
Thanks a lot, Jay. Good talking to you.
Yeah, Dave. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Yeah, man. They work hard. No question about that. Sam in Denver. Sam, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. I want to bring something forward from the past and put it toward this situation here also. And then just take a second. If you go back to Tiananmen Square, the 5,000 to 8,000 college students were only protesting peaceful against corruption. Not against the government, but against corruption. The soldiers all agreed. They joined the protest. Second group of soldiers were told, kill the students or we'll kill you and your family. Every soldier had to know his neighborhood was taking care of his family in order to say, no, you can't get me to kill the college students. As it was, that job wasn't being done. The college students were killed. They got most favored trade status, and that's because there's some of the richest men on earth know that they didn't get their wealth through generosity. They got it through corruption. And
all right, so your point is what?
That America, you have rights to challenge corruption. That's what the Constitution and Bill of Rights is. And therefore, America is the opponent to some of the richest men on earth. And so these things all start making sense about the trucking and everything because they're only coming here from Mexico and the people are coming here to work because they can't use their hard work to make a living there because some
are so corrupt, they take so much from their livelihood that they have no other way to cope. So they take the daring move to go across the border, way away from their homes and their loved ones.
Okay, I understand all this, but I don't think that this whole trucking idea I don't think that this is an immigration issue per se, as it is a flawed policy on the part of the federal government.
What I'm saying is the flawed policy is being done because truckers have rights, Americans have rights, and there's those on this earth who do not want those rights to exist.
You know what?
That's what I worry about.
Who are these people who are, be specific and tell me who are these people you're talking about?
Okay, as far as who I'm talking about, I'm saying that if people properly unify, if they start unifying, pushing back to where we were 30 years ago, to where our neighborhoods, you didn't lock your doors at night, because everybody knew their neighbors. Take the effort to know your neighbors, get people to wake up, start doing that. Because politicians are not individuals. When they're told to do things, they're weak without being unified for the politicians.
How do you plan to do that?
Well, part of it, that they, anybody who stands against us doing it right.
Well, who's they?
Well, I don't want to name names, but...
Well, no, name names. I mean, who are you talking about that is doing all of this? How do you intend to return us to those days?
Well... Anybody who speaks against doing it right would be the they. I don't even have to point a finger. If they stand against you doing what's right,
No, that's too broad-based.
Well, I'm just saying let them expose themselves.
Narrow the focus down and tell me who you're speaking about specifically.
Well, some of them might be forced to do such. I'm just saying we need to be supportive.
No, boil it down and tell me who specifically you're speaking of.
Who specifically?
Yes.
Let's see. I got to put it in the context that I don't know whether there is something globally over this earth that forced the Chinese leaders to do what they did. I mean, the generals are just as individuals as their own soldiers.
You know what? Can I come to your house?
You aren't my neighbor as far as yet.
No, but can I come to your house?
Can you come to my house?
Yeah.
I'd rather...
Because I'd really like to sit around and, smoke a big... bowl with you and have a philosophical conversation about all of this and about all the ramifications. Just name names. Who are you talking about that is doing this? And give us a concrete plan on how we get back to say 1952 without segregated housing patterns.
Make the long trip to your neighbor and try to make things better.
Okay, that's not a bad idea.
Next door.
All right, that's not a bad idea. And who are they? Who are these forces that are conspiring against us?
Well, obviously, to most people, not everybody, but to most people, giving China most favored trade status after the slaughter of those students doesn't make sense because they were going to kill the soldiers and the soldiers' families.
Well, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense giving them that because they don't deserve it because of their human rights record.
So what they did is now they own the people of China. Because the people of China now know they have no rights. Now, the day comes when you have no rights is the day they own you
and everybody else. All right, so how does that tie in with Mexican truck drivers?
Well, who are they? They will be the owners of you and me when you and me have no rights in America.
Who is they? Who is they is going to be the owner of me?
Well, if you haven't gotten any right to say no... Because the Constitution and American freedom is gone because we've been completely collapsed, which I hope never happens, then we'll find out who they is. And I don't think we'll like it when we get there, but I got to go.
Yeah. How's the ozone level out there?
What's that?
I said, how's the ozone level out there?
Well, I found somebody who had an ozone machine that their doctor told them was good for them, so they're running it 24 hours a day inside their home, and I'm wondering how many homes have ozone-making machines in their homes.
Well, I'm wondering is how's the ozone level out there where you're standing, because I can hear the traffic. Is the air pretty bad?
Is the air pretty bad?
Yeah.
Well, luckily, I think it's still breathable.
Well, the way you're talking, I'm...
What do you see when you look up at your rain gutters? Do you see an eyesore or do you see a worry-free zone? Do you see gutters that enhance or devalue your home? If your rain gutters aren't adding value or beauty, then you should call LeafGuard. LeafGuard rain gutters can help to beautify, increase value, and give you peace of mind, knowing that you'll never have to clean damaging clogs again. Call LeafGuard today to set up a free estimate, 303-289-1409. That's 303-289-1409, and tell them Ken Moon sent you.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. This is Ed Schultz for Front Range Preventive Imaging, and I'm here with Dr. Blanchett to talk to you about the EBT heart scan. Dr. Blanchett?
That's right, Ed. Preventive medicine is our best healthcare investment. Front Range Preventive Imaging provides vital preventive tests at affordable prices. EBT heart imaging is the most important test we do simply because heart disease is epidemic. 150,000 Americans die each year from their first symptom of heart disease. CT lung cancer screening can improve lung cancer survival from less than 5% to over 80% simply by finding the disease early enough. If you have a history of smoking, you need a CT lung scan. Ask your doctor if an EBT heart scan or CT lung scan might be important for you. Make a difference in your health. Call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit our website at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
It's ruining your life. Call Debt Relief of America. With one free five-minute phone call, they can show you how to eliminate up to 60% of your credit card debt. That includes principal and interest. They will negotiate with your creditors to save you thousands of dollars in interest, penalties, and late fees.
DRA worked with my creditors and cut my debt in half.
I considered bankruptcy and divorce. I was fortunate enough to find Debt Relief of America. Now I can see myself being able to enjoy life again. I consider their help one of the best presents I have ever received.
Call now for a free, no-obligation consultation. Relief is our middle name. People just like you saved over $15 million in credit card bills. We can do the same for you. Call 800-914-8727. Not available in all states. That's 800-914-8727. 800-914-8727.
Travelocity presents the Hula in Hawaii sale.
Aloha!
Save $150 on a six-night vacation to Hawaii. That's $150 off for surfing, sunsets, sand,
and hula dancing. Hips to the left. Shake, shake, shake.
Save $150 on Hawaii now at Travelocity.
Hips to the right. Shake, shake, shake.
Just book with your MasterCard card.
$150 off. Now less talk and more hula dancing.
Restrictions apply. Visit Travelocity.com for details. Travelocity. You'll never roam alone.
We don't get many second chances. This one could save your life. A TIA, or transient ischemic stroke, is a mini stroke. Symptoms usually go away within 24 hours and you feel fine again. But if you don't get to a stroke center or hospital fast, you risk a full-fledged stroke that can change your life forever. Don't take that chance. Contact National Stroke Association at 1-800-STROKES or visit stroke.org and find out more about recognizing stroke symptoms fast. Do it now, while there's still time.
Grease up those bike gears and get ready to ride. For the Buffs, join AM760 Progressive Talk on Sunday, September 9th for the 5th annual Buffalo Bicycle Classic. Choose from 5 different routes through scenic Boulder and Larimer County and enjoy a post-race celebration, including entertainment and a pasta buffet. Proceeds raised will benefit the University of Colorado College of Arts and Sciences Scholarship Fund. For more information and race day details, log on to AM760.net.
For the last guy that called in. Science! We're talking about science!
Yes, but as a known scientist...
Well, as an known scientist, our people have ozone machines in the house. I want to see how ozone and cosmic powers moving together on the same plane to create a ripple of the social fabric. Because it's science! Now, 9/11 was an inside job, you see? Mostly placing of the explosives near the girders, because it's science! Back 27. No, actually, it's 8:27. 27 minutes after 8 here on AM760 Progressive Talk. Slight chance of thunderstorms, high today 85. Talking about Mexican truck drivers and the fact that they can now use the United States highways. Actually, what it amounts to is an Arizona Republic analysis of federal data shows that only 31 Mexican firms have been screened to operate in the U.S. interior. This means no more than 134 drivers at this point, and 151 trucks can go beyond the 25-mile commercial zone along the border. But this could be the beginning of something that is not going to be too cool. The Teamsters, of course, are against it. So is the Sierra Club, and so are Public Citizen, which have gone to court to try to stop this. And Jimmy Hoffa of the Teamsters said, dangerous trucks should not be driving all the way from Mexico to Maine and Minnesota. What is it about safety and national security that George W. Bush doesn't understand? And I think it's a case of a lot of things that we see in American life, like I was telling the other caller, which is these folks who sit down and look at stuff on paper, they're so far removed from what's going on that they don't see that in practice it doesn't work and it's not a good idea. It's just not a good idea. And it has nothing to do with the whole immigration question. So if you want to call here at 303-713-7600 and beat on the brown people, that's not what this is about. I question anybody who comes into this country from outside that would drive a tank truck, for instance. And that goes to the northern borders of Canada. But in Mexico, as a lot of you probably know from having lived around there or had any dealings, Mordida, the bite, and corruption is a big-time problem. Now, I don't really care as much. I'm not as concerned as much about people being here for legitimate reasons, but I personally would look at anybody from Mexico or Canada. And could they follow? Could they pass the following criteria? One, are the trucks up to legal operating standards? Two, can the drivers pass a security check? And three, how does this impact American jobs? All right, let's go to Gary in Arvada. Gary, you're on AM 760.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, man.
Hey, you know, I think people are starstruck if they don't think that this is going to affect the jobs here in the United States. You know, it starts out as a dribble, like you said, Ed, and I think that it's going to drive down the wages of the truck drivers and make it harder and harder to make a living doing that. You know, and where are they going to buy their fuel? Are they going to get cheaper fuel in Mexico? I mean, Mexico has access to large oil deposits and stuff, so they fill up there and they come across and they do their thing and then they go back and get their cheap fuel again.
Well, it used to be in the old days in the trucking business. I don't know if it is now this way, and somebody who's a truck driver would have to call and tell us. But it used to be that you used to, virtually every state you went through, you had to get a fuel stamp.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I would assume that if you were to come into this country from Canada or you were to come into this country from Mexico, that you'd have to get a fuel stamp.
Well, I didn't know that. You know, this is a learning exercise, I guess. But, you know, also the infrastructure. You know, those big trucks really wear on roads. I've been through Wyoming in the middle of summer, and the ruts are just, you know, unbelievable in some of those roads. And it's right where them big trucks roll down, you know. And so are they going to tax them to help pay for the infrastructure in Wyoming? You know, it's kind of a catch-22, but I think everybody has to pay their way.
Well, it would be difficult to do unless you charge user fees to them, and also, once again, get back to the idea that if you're driving through Wyoming, you would have to stop at some point, and you'd have to get fuel, so therefore you'd have to get a fuel stamp, and if you get caught without one, then you get busted. But right now they're only talking about going in a 25-mile commercial zone along the border. Question is, they're going to allow this to expand, and if so, and if they are going to allow it to expand, then what are they going to do about some of these questions that you raised?
Well, didn't you just say that they're allowing about 135 trucks now?
151.
151 trucks past that 25-mile zone?
No.
Here's
the way I understand it, and once again, I could be wrong, but this is the way I understand it. According to the Arizona Republic, because I want to look this up, federal data shows that only 31 Mexican firms have been screened to operate in the U.S. interior, and that means no more than 134 drivers and 151 trucks could go beyond the 25-mile commercial zone along the border. But
okay,
what happens if they expand this?
Well, no, you just read that they can go beyond the 25-mile commercial zone. 135 trucks are already authorized for that.
Right, but how many are we going? But when they expand it, how are we going to handle when it jumps from 134 drivers and 151 trucks? How are you going to handle that to when, say, it jumps up to, I don't know, just give me a round number. How about 254? How about 300? How about 400?
How about 500?
Okay, how are we going to...
If you ever take I-80 up
through
there, you see all the... It's just nothing but trucks.
All right, so how are we going to handle that?
Well, I don't know. I guess that's why we're having...
Because, listen, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. That commercial zone along the border, okay?
Yeah.
Last year, 4.5 million trucks crossed north over the border, mostly through Texas.
Man, that's unbelievable. And that could be on our highways. If we've got that much going through, we can't even watch our ports now. How are we going to check these trucks?
Well, I think it's something we ought to be discussing. I think it's something we ought to be talking about. Gary, thank you, man. I appreciate the call.
Hey, Jay, how about Ace of Base, that I saw the light, or I saw the sun and opened up my eyes? I saw the light. You remember that song, right?
Well, look around and see if we've got it. If I got it, I'll play it for you.
Well, I thought you might use that as your little theme song in the morning.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll see. We'll see if we can dig it up.
Yeah, I'll call you again. Thanks.
Thanks, man.
Bye.
All right, let's get on the search for that. 836, 36 minutes after the hour, 303-713-7600, if you want to join in on this. And, man, maybe there's some long-distance truckers out there that are listening who can explain how the whole fuel thing works and whether you still have to go through that whole thing about buying a fuel stamp, because I don't know if that regulation still exists. Here's Gina with a look at traffic.
All right, Jay, we've got major issues now for Douglas County. So if you're headed up from south of Denver, northbound I-25, into the metro area, we've had a crash there approaching Lincoln. Looks like it's multiple vehicles and possibly a semi involved. Traffic is just grinding to a halt through there. So definitely expect some major backups and wait times along that stretch. Again, that's northbound I-25 down on the south sector approaching Lincoln. Weather outlook today, partly cloudy, windy, chance of showers, high of 84 currently, partly cloudy and 61. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Shelter Insurance, proudly providing affordable auto, home, and life insurance to Colorado customers. Find the Colorado.
Colorado is one of those states where you can barbecue and eat outside all year round. And it's something to think about when you invest in patio furniture. If you buy poor quality, it's probably not going to last. Go to Freehoff's Patio and Garden Center in Boulder. Right now, they still have great stuff in their giant parking lot sale. It's half off everything from granite top tables to chairs, chaise lounges, gliders, umbrellas, and much more. Plus, Freehoff's always has same-day delivery all across the state. Spelled Freehoff's, pronounced Freehoff's at 33rd and Arapahoe in Boulder.
Summer vacation's just about over. School is starting and cold weather is just around the corner. Jack with Jack Micek Heating and Cooling here to remind you that now is the best time to consider installing a new American Standard high-efficiency heating system before old man winter arrives. Call today for a free estimate on an American Standard total comfort system. Call Jack Micek Heating and Cooling at 303-463-8541. That's 303-463-8541. Call today and save on heating costs this winter. 303-463-8541. Isaac Heating and Cooling here to remind you that now is the best time to consider installing a new American Standard high-efficiency heating system before old man winter arrives. Call today for a free estimate on an American Standard total comfort system. Call Jack Misek Heating and Cooling at 303-463-8541. That's 303-463-8541. Call today and save on heating costs this winter. 303-463-8541.
Just Brakes.
How much are new brake pads installed?
For $99.88, we'll install pads and shoes at all four wheels and even machine rotors.
All four wheels for $99.88? Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
Just Brakes.
Parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
What do you see when you look up at your rain gutters? Do you see an eyesore or do you see a worry-free zone? Do you see gutters that enhance or devalue your home? If your rain gutters aren't adding value or beauty, then you should call LeafGuard. LeafGuard rain gutters can help to beautify, increase value, and give you peace of mind, knowing that you'll never have to clean damaging clogs again. Call LeafGuard today to set up a free estimate. 303-289-1409. That's 303-289-1409. And tell them Ken Moon sent you.
The Blue List is AM760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting local progressive companies like Hughes Irrigation, the Orr Law Firm, and Faith Rinoli of HeartAndHomeHealing.com. Go to AM760.net today and learn more about how you can join these progressive companies in support of Progressive Talk AM760.
Join the revolution to provide affordable, high-quality health care for everyone. A Colorado single-payer system could save over $1 billion annually on health spending, cover virtually everyone, and improve wellness. Single-payer is a globally accepted health care financing principle. The proposal is for public financing of privately provided health care. Let's end the crisis in health care access. Learn more and join the campaign at healthcareforallcolorado.org.
You've got the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
Yeah, let's take it all and put it on Highway 61.
Oh, God said to Abraham, kill me a son. Abe said, man, you must be putting me on. God said, no. Abe said, what? God said, you can do what you want, Abe, but the next time you see me coming, you better run.
Yeah, get it all out there on Highway 61. 840, 40 minutes after the hour. AM 760, Progressive Talk. 840, 40 minutes after 8. Side chance thunderstorms, high today 85. 303-713-7600. We're talking about Mexican truck drivers coming into this country, which I'm against. And once again, it's not for, you know, beating the brown horse of illegal immigration. It's about safety, security, and jobs. And I have the same feeling, too, about Canadian truck drivers as well. I would make the same statements about them, too. Robert in Denver. Robert, you're on AM 760.
Good morning, Mr. Marvin. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good.
I'm a Hispanic American, and my problem with this isn't the racism. That's always been there. It'll always be there. The problem with this is national security. We're always talking about the Republicans. They're always talking about national security, and we have to do whatever it takes to be as safe as possible. And now we're giving these people a right to come in here pretty much unchecked and free. And where's their fear of national security all of a sudden?
Well, I think it's really a good point, and I wonder how many. Well, this is. I think this primarily comes from on high, the administration. I'm sure there's some senators, and I'm sure there's a few Congress people, not many, who support this. And yeah, I would raise that question. I would say, where's the concern over national security? But national security in this country has become this. It's become a buzzword you use to stir people up and get and do well at the ballot box, but in reality, it has no meaning.
I totally understand. I completely agree. But then, if this is the buzzword, why don't we use that same buzzword and say, how can we let these other human beings who aren't going to be checked drive in here and pretty much do anything they want? Safety and security doesn't mean anything, because if you're going to pay somebody half the amount of money, well, obviously they're going to have to scrimp on something, which will be truck maintenance, which could cause danger, but that's not national security. National security is, we're always so afraid of a dirty bomb. Well, here's a perfect place. They can come in from Nicaragua or Belize or El Salvador, go up through Mexico, and then drive over legally.
Yeah. Listen, I agree, and here's the thing. No matter whether they're from Mexico or Canada or wherever,
bingo,
ought to be searched. And we ought to know what the heck they're hauling, too.
Absolutely.
And not take their word for it.
There's no reason to take their word for it. Once again, George Bush is always selling fear, you know, terror, terrorism. Okay, well then let's be afraid and let's check everything. And if you're not going to check everything, then why check anything? What does it matter then? What is it you're trying to sell then?
Well, the thing that always amazes me, I bring it up here on the show a lot, that there are actually people out there who do get scared when the administration starts waving that around. There are people who actually do buy into that rhetoric, but they can't see the exceptions to the rules that these folks seem to conduct themselves, that they seem to, that, you know, that their conduct brings up. They can't see the exception to the rules, and they always seize on any occasion to turn around and to try to warn us. My example would be the busting of the alleged terrorist suspects in Germany. Well, who comes out and has to give a speech? Judge Michael Chertoff, Mr. Katrina himself, along with Mr. Brownie. But Chertoff has to come out and give a speech about how this shows that terrorism is alive and that we have to be very aware. And it's like they have to capitalize on anything they think will be a political moment for them. But in reality, they don't put across the currency of action, and they don't back up their words, because if they did, they wouldn't be allowing for this to happen.
Understandable. I don't understand how we, most of the people in the United States, allow them to get away with this and not call them on it. Say,
well, because calling them on it is tough, and also because we're in this terrible paradigm. Look, you got this terrible situation going on in this country where you've got the majority of the people trying to get through life. You've got a segment of the population that is just flat worn out and worn down, and they just think to themselves, they're all the same, there's not a damn thing I can do, screw it. And then you've got a section of people who follow anything that these folks put out, they just go along with it.
I'm one of those people. Like I said, I'm a Hispanic American. I wasn't born in this country, but I didn't get pushed out of a womb to become an American citizen. I actually had to take a test. I speak English perfectly, I believe. I just don't get it. I'm one of those cynical people who said it doesn't matter. I can't do anything, but what I can do, meaning I do speak, I'm not afraid to tell somebody that I consider George Bush to be akin to Adolf Hitler, because if you look at what he's done...
No, he's not akin to... That's too extreme. He's not akin to Adolf Hitler. That's not fair, and you shouldn't trivialize the Holocaust and what Hitler did.
I'm not trying to trivialize the Holocaust.
Well, because he's not akin to Adolf Hitler. We haven't had a Reichstag fire, although there's some of these extremists out there that want to believe that we have, and the guy has done wrong things, yes, but he is not Adolf Hitler.
And I have no faith in him whatsoever, and the best you can do is always say something, and if you don't say anything, that's when you've completely given up. After that,
I think the thing you got to do, which is really, really rough, it's really, really hard to do, is you got to focus in on trying to take some kind of action, whether it's constantly emailing your representatives or making sure that you pick one political party or the other and try to get involved with it, as tough as it is. And I'm just as tempted as the next person to walk away from this scenario, because it's frustrating. There's just no other way to look at it except it is absolutely frustrating, and you just feel like, man, what's the point? And earlier this morning, between 6 and 7, I played that Limbaugh thing. I mean, this is exactly, and that characterizes exactly where we've arrived in this country. And it's like, come on, folks.
Well, with the Rush Limbaugh, I don't understand that guy one bit. How can he go around preaching anybody that buys drugs or does drugs, gets him illegally, should be in jail forever? He should be in jail then. I mean, go by his own words. I don't see how you can look or listen to that man. And every once in a while, I try to listen to him, and after just a few minutes, I'm disgusted with what comes out of his mouth. I just cannot believe it. Like, I don't believe it in everything you say. I disagree with you sometimes. But, you know, at least you try to put logic in what you're saying.
Well, the difference is I don't characterize you because you disagree with me. I don't characterize you as being the enemy. And I don't suspect your motives. And that's what he does, which is wrong. We're all Americans. We're all in this together. All right, let's fight. All right, let's laugh. Let's cry. Let's agree. But in the end, let's work it out because we don't have anywhere else to go. Robert, thank you, man.
Thank you. Take care, Jake.
And I don't want to go anywhere else. By the way, do we have that Limbaugh thing? Or do we lose it? I should play a little bit of that so people know what I'm talking about. Do I need, let me set this up just a second and we'll play it before we go to traffic. All right, this is Limbaugh talking about promoting his this newsletter that he pushes. And listen to how he describes people who are opposite of him politically. He doesn't just say I disagree with them. He describes them and characterizes them as being, quote-unquote, the enemy. Check this out.
I, L. Rushbow, a national treasure, the most accurate man in media, have a vitally important announcement for you. With the libs in control of Congress, be prepared for them to launch a full-out war on issues like taxes, the war on terror, global warming, and gas prices. But you will be ready for them if you're reading the Limbaugh Letter. In every issue of the Limbaugh Letter, I provide the insights and information you need to beat back the emotions liberals try to peddle as facts. Plus, you'll get my point-by-point guides to dissect their arguments one faulty premise at a time. All you do is call 800-457-4141 for the Limbaugh Letter. Order it now, by the way. I'll give you two free bonus reports, what's at stake for 2008, and why liberals hate America. Subscribing to the Limbaugh Letter is like having a think tank in your hands. Call 800-457-4141. You need to be armed with the Limbaugh Letter. That's 800-457-4141, or you can order online at rushlimbaugh.com.
Right, that's enough. But see, why libs hate America? Oh, excuse me, Rush. I don't hate America. I love America. I just disagree with you. But that makes me the enemy, and I'm, you know, waging a war on the war on terror and all this stuff. Joseph McCarthy got caught. Someday, people are going to wake up, and they're going to catch Rush Limbaugh. Because I'll tell you something. And all the people that are like him. Because I'll tell you something. Living in a vital democracy, it's okay if we disagree. We can vehemently disagree. We can fight. We can scream. We can yell. But in the end, we need to realize something. We're not enemies. We're all Americans. 8:50, 50 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Well, definitely another issue to mess up the ride. Northbound I-25 just jammed now south of Lincoln Avenue if you're in Douglas County. Had a multi-vehicle crash there involving a semi. So expect major delays along that stretch. If you're headed up from Castle Rock for sure, yeah, you may want to hold off for a bit. We still have wreck activity at Federal involving a motorcycle north of Hamden, as well as a new one on Airport Boulevard at Alameda. Weather outlook today, it'll be partly cloudy. We're going to get some winds, chance for showers for sure. High of 84 today. Tonight, cooler at a low of 52, and it looks like a mild day at 80 tomorrow. Right now, partly cloudy and 61. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Drive over to E470 Safety Fair Saturday, September 8th from 10 to 2 at Southlands at E470 and Smoky Hill Road.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere. How would you like to upgrade your vehicle and save a lot of money too? You would? Well, here's what you do. Tap, tap, tap over to CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll find over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs up close and personal. These vehicles are priced to sell quickly, and they're all located right here in Denver. Don't waste your time running all over town. Find just what you're looking for today at CheaperUsedAutos.com. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
In your own home.
And Rachel Maddow, 7 to 9 p.m.
Yeah, remember when there was going to be a U.S. war against Al-Qaeda?
AM 760, Progressive Talk, and AM760.net.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read just one? Hi, I'm Jeff Flam, founder of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your entire family. Call now to try your demo of IQ absolutely free.
To try your free demo, call 1-800-500-1986. 1-800-500-1986. 1-800-500-1986.
There's an oil shortage in America that's threatening the very health of our country. I'm talking about fish oil. We're not giving our bodies enough of it. And meanwhile, Americans are suffering from heart conditions in record numbers. But there is something you can do to help protect yourself for free. Call right now for your free bottle of Omega Berry Fish Oil. 1-800-400-8813.
The advanced omega berry formula has up to 3 times the strength of ordinary fish oil, so you get the maximum benefits for the health of your heart and your skin, joints, and memory. Plus, it's the only fish oil formula that also gives you the powerful energizing antioxidants from berries. Experience the miracle of fish oil for yourself. Do it for your heart, your joints, your skin, and your memory and focus. And do it for free. Try it before you buy it. Call now to find out how to get your free bottle of omega berry fish oil. 1-800-400-8813. That's 1-800-400-8813. 1-800-400-8813.
Boy, I wish I had a voice like that. Fish oil in your joints.
But I don't. I have a little Mickey Mouse voice.
It's 8:53, 53 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. You heard the old expression, well, you fell off the pumpkin truck, you were a rube. Those two things imply that you're not sophisticated, that you don't understand what's going on, and that somebody can easily economically pick your pockets. Well, I don't believe that for a second. I think a lot of people, they may not be as up on the news as they should be, and we've talked a lot about that, but I think most people are consumer savvy, and now with the Internet, you're able to get out there and you're able to do research. And I guarantee you that when you go to Rocky's Autos, they're not going to treat you as if you just fell off the pumpkin truck, as if you were a rube, or they are not going to try to pick your pockets. What they're going to do is they're going to show you the largest selection of clean, late model, previously driven cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs, and then they're going to let you choose. And they're going to offer you a matching down incentive, which helps you, and they're going to offer you various ways to finance, and they're going to treat you with the dignity and respect that you ought to be treated with. And that's one of the things, or some of the things, actually, I should say, that makes Rockies so really, really attractive. It's the way they treat you. It's the selection they offer you, over 700 vehicles. It's the prices. It's the whole combined package that has kept them in business, family-owned and operated, since 1982. And their hours are even great. 9 a.m. until 9 p.m., Monday through Saturday. But if you come close to 9, hey, they'll stay and they'll take care of you and things will be just fine. Get out there and see Tom and Marv Alshire. Get out there and see Spanky Herrera. Get out there and see Colby Harris. Get out there and see Fred Labrato. Get out there and see Julia, Juan, Abel, any of the folks working out there. Did I say Freddie Labrato? Yeah. Gerard Menard. Get out there and see him now. Rockies is the place to go. Corner of 63rd and Federal.
Do you know what the biggest problem with computers is? Not having one. Because email seems to be the only way people communicate these days. But here's the good news. Now you don't need a computer to receive email. All you need is your regular phone line and the new Presto services with the HP printing mailbox. It's so easy. Just plug it into your phone jack and presto, you're connected. Email and color photos from family and friends print out automatically. It's so easy, anyone can do it. Presto makes the perfect gift for loved ones who don't want to use computers. For free information that will show you how quickly and easily Presto can get everyone connected, call now, 1-800-900-2039. Now anyone can receive email and photos from friends and family without an expensive, hard-to-use computer. All you need is your regular phone line. It's a perfect gift for loved ones who don't want to use a computer. For your free information about Presto, call now, 1-800-900-2039. That's 1-800-900-2039. 1-800-900-2039.
Right now, Jay Marvin in your car. After the show, Jay Marvin on your computer. Listen to the whole show on AM760.net.
Yeah! 8:57, 57 minutes after the hour here on AM760, Progressive Talk. Here's an email. Jay Marvin here. Here's an email from Robert. You are backpedaling on the immigration issue because Democrats are finally realizing how important the immigration issue is, that it's very important to their candidacies. It's about time. No, I'm not backpedaling on anything having to do with immigration. I still hold the same feelings that I have always held. I still have the same feelings, and I keep saying over and over again that if you want to call up and get in on this and beat the brown horse, so to speak, of illegal immigration, that that's not what this is about. But you know, Robert, I'm backpedaling. Well, at least maybe if I were backpedaling, that would show that I've made some advancement. Now, for guys like you who sit on your side of the fence, could you tell me what advancement you've made? What meaningful ideas you have to solve immigration, illegal immigration, and other problems? I'll wait for your answer. Open phones coming up. Anything?
So I'm driving downtown in my Buick, and I pass by this girl. She's got on those really big sunglasses all the celebs wear. So I'm thinking, someday she's gonna regret looking like a bug. Real style is never just a flavor of the month. It's gotta last. Like my Buick. It looks and drives beautifully. And years from now, you can bet it won't be out of style. Especially because I take such good care of it by taking it to the professionals at my Buick dealer. Down the Good Wrench service lane.
I can't stop thinking about it.
The other day, I asked for an oil change, for a tire rotation, and Good Wrench multi-point vehicle inspection, performed by a GM-trained expert. So it's Good Wrench and go to help keep my Buick running as great as it looks. And that's a picture I won't regret.
I can't stop thinking about it.
Fall is a great time to Good Wrench and go for all your maintenance needs. See your local Buick Good Wrench dealer today or log on to GoodWrench.com.
How you doing?
Or get Comcast Digital Voice Home Phone Service with unlimited local and long distance calling and 12 popular calling features, just $24.99 per month for 6 months. Pick one, two, or all three services and save. Don't wait. Sale ends September 13th. Call 1-800-COMCAST now. Our sale, your choice. That's Comcastic. Some services not available in all areas. Certain restrictions apply. Call for details.
AM 760 Progressive Talk. Broadcasting in HD and online at am760.net. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. Americans were in more of a spending mood last month, and that was very welcome news for the country's retailers. Live to CBS News correspondent Steve Kathan.
At Target, where snazzy TV ads may have snagged shoppers, the numbers are good. Same at Walmart and other top stores.
Clearly better than expected. I mean, we would note that the expectations heading into today's reports were pretty low.
After an awful July, says retail analyst Ken Perkins, some schools opened later, pushing more back-to-school sales into August.
It gave a number of retailers, particularly teen apparel retailers, a boost this year.
But he says it could be a bitter fall for stores, with shoppers concerned about the housing and credit crunch. Nick?
The U.S. should lower its profile in Iraq. That's the conclusion of a group of retired senior military and police officials as part of their report card on Iraq's security forces. At the same time, the head of the commission, retired Marine Corps General James Jones, is telling a Senate panel that those forces will not be able to take over within the next year and a half. After declaring last night, the presidential campaign's newest candidate isn't wasting any time hitting the hustings in Iowa. CBS News correspondent Peter King is covering.
Hear that sound? That's the Fred Thompson campaign bus pulled up in front of the convention center here in Des Moines. It reads, Fred Thompson 2008, united by our core beliefs, security, unity, prosperity. This is where he kicks off his campaign this afternoon, followed by a five-city town hall meeting tour through Iowa. Peter King, CBS News, Des Moines.
Music lovers around the world are mourning the death of Luciano Pavarotti. The legendary tenor died at his home in Modena, Italy, following a long battle with pancreatic cancer. Pavarotti is credited perhaps more than any other opera star with bringing music to the people.
Cabbies all know him, football supporters all know him, you know, the average person in the street. He's the one opera singer everybody knows and everybody loves.
British singer Leslie Garrett Pavarotti was 71. A major corruption sweep in New Jersey.
I can confirm that the FBI has arrested more than a dozen officials this morning.
FBI Special Agent Sean Quinn.
Who was in connection with using their public office to gain financially.
The investigation centers on insurance contracts for local governments. The suspect's first court appearances are set for this afternoon. There is a clearance sale on at one of the most infamous addresses in modern U.S. political history. Everything must go at the Watergate Hotel.
Today's just the first day of a 30-day sale, and we're going to be here every day, and virtually everything's for sale from the bathroom sinks to the kitchen sinks.
Donald Hayes heads the company conducting the sale. The Watergate was the headquarters of the Democratic National Committee, famously burglarized in 1972, the so-called third-rate burglary that brought down the presidency of Richard Nixon. The number of homeowners receiving foreclosure notices hit a record high in the spring, driven by problems with subprime mortgages. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 13 points. This is CBS News.
So, I'm driving down the road in my Pontiac, and I pass by this cyclist wearing this skin-tight bike outfit. Let's put it this way. Beer gut and spandex are not a good mix. So, while I was driving around thinking about what might fit him better, I couldn't help but think how my Pontiac was the perfect fit for me. It's easy on the eyes, quick, and stylish. And to help keep it that way, I always take it back to my Pontiac dealer and down the Goodwrench service lane.
I can't stop thinking about it.
Like the other day, they really knew how to take care of my Pontiac. They changed the oil, rotated the tires, and performed a Goodwrench multi-point vehicle inspection. For my Pontiac, it's Goodwrench and go. As for that cyclist, it's go get some new clothes.
I can't stop thinking about it.
Fall is a great time to Goodwrench and go for all your maintenance needs. See your local Pontiac Goodwrench dealer today or log on to Goodwrench.com.
Good morning, I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Today's the day Mexican big rigs have started rolling across American highways anywhere they want to go. American truckers make about 40 cents a mile. Mexican truckers now being allowed in, making less than half of that. These truckers out at Denver's TA truck stop are not happy campers.
Where's my job security? They start coming across the border, I'm going to quit driving. I've got my plan to, I'm done.
There's another fear, of course. Truckers say the safety of these Mexican trucks, because most of them actually were used in this country years ago.
Whenever they get to where they won't pass DOT, that's exactly where he takes them, is to Mexico, and he sells them for top dollar, and then he buys new trucks. You know, so his trucks are coming back up here, and they're unsafe up here, but yet they're going to be allowed to run up here.
Most truckers agree on one thing. There doesn't appear to be one damn thing they can do about this situation. Crews are back this morning north of Rocky Mountain National Park looking for those two missing backpackers from Fort Collins. Searchers began hunting for Terry and Marion Jones after they didn't return home Sunday as planned. And University of Colorado asking a judge to dismiss a lawsuit by former Prof. Ward Churchill, who was fired over research misconduct charges. Churchill's suit in Denver District Court says the university's governing board of regents violated his First Amendment rights to free speech. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Had a couple of late morning issues affecting northbound I-25. Had that multi-vehicle crash just south of Lincoln Avenue in Douglas County causing some delays. And then it looks like some debris causing heavier traffic and slowdowns northbound I-25 between the Emerson Street Bridge and Alameda. So just give yourself plenty of time through there. Weather outlook today, expect a partly cloudy and windy.
Hey, back to the show in just a sec. But before that, have you guys heard about this? There's this computer program that literally has newcomers to the internet earning tens of thousands of dollars. See, this program lets you start selling high profit products on the internet using sites like eBay, selling stuff like digital cameras and iPod accessories, even plasma TVs. Now, here's a part I think's interesting. You can make all this money selling products that you never have to see or store or pay for. And there's a company that's giving out a CD for free that tells you how to get started with it. The number for the free CD is, it's here, it's 1-800-322-1329. Looks like your computer does the work while you basically collect the money. Seems like an easy way to run a business out of your house. Anyway, to get the free CD, you call Internet Speedway at 1-800-322-1329. 1-800-322-1329.
J. Marvin in the morning on AM 760, Progressive Talk. You're listening to AM 760, Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Heal me from the dilemma that I'm in. I am suffering from a sore throat and a terrible cold. And I'm supposed to go out of town next week, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and also, I believe, on Monday. Mario Maris Solis will be here. Yeah, Mario Solis Marich. Why did I get his name wrong for? Anyway. Man, at the rate I'm going, I'm not going out of town. I'm going to a hospital. I don't know what the heck's going on here. All right. 9:07, 7 minutes after 9 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Slight chance thunderstorms, high today 85. It's open phones. You want to continue to talk about Mexican trucks? Fine. Or anything else that you might want to launch into? We'll make the lines available for that, too. Let's go to Connie, who's been hanging on in Thornton. Connie, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
I wanted to call in because I'm a wife of a trucker.
Hmm.
And if you pull up some of the trucking companies, you'll see that they've been preparing for this by joining allegiance with a lot of the Mexican trucker companies.
Well, the federal government should have never allowed this. It should have never gone through. And you just got to ask yourself, what in the world? Well, it's what I think. It's what I said earlier. I really believe this. They are so far, you know, they're so far up the chain there. They're so removed. And this crosses across, this goes across political parties a lot of the times, that what looks good on paper doesn't work out in reality.
Right. Because right now with the truckers, the companies can basically do anything they want to them. They can fire them for any reason.
Well,
and usually the reasons why they get fired is because they're following the Department of Transportation rules as far as how far you can drive or how long you can drive. So now we've got tired drivers out there. It proved the point back in Grand Junction about a month ago.
Yeah, well, let's hear it for deregulation. Is it tough to get jobs in the trucking industry?
No, if you look in the newspaper on Sundays, the same companies keep running the same ads that they want the drivers. And that's what my husband did, decided to become a trucker. He went and they got paid 23 cents a mile, and they were out on the road driving endlessly, hardly any home time. And, you know, they get, they also pay for their CDL licensing. And if you manage to stay a year, then they sit there and say, okay, you're fine with that. You don't owe us that money anymore. You'd be amazed at how many of those drivers don't make that year, and they end up owing like $5,000. So now the trucking companies are making extra money off the American people who want a job, and they tout that you can earn $70,000 a year, and they make it where they can't do that.
Yeah, so they lure you in with promises of big pay, and then what ends up happening is you end up behind the economic eight ball.
Right.
So yeah, that's not right. That should be looked into, too.
Yeah, that's, you know, they're taking money on both ends.
Well, this is what you get, though, when people go to the ballot box and they vote against their own self-interest because they're too fixated on the idea that two men might be living down the street together, or that a woman should not be allowed to have the right to choose, or that they're going to grab all of my guns. I mean, all of these issues divert people's attention from what's really going on, which is their pockets are being picked.
Exactly.
And I don't get how people keep falling for this same thing over and over and over again.
Well, because they do tout the big money that if you follow the drummer and you don't find out it's no good until you're well into it and you're not about to admit that you made a huge mistake and didn't pay attention.
Yeah. Yeah, and when it comes to people's economic security, people, it's one thing to say to somebody, well, you should do this and you should do that. It's another thing when you're up against it because you got to make it in life, and a lot of times it's just easier to keep your mouth shut and roll with the flow.
Right.
And that's another thing that nobody, see, you know, I think everybody, I think it's easy. It's easy to call a talk station, and it's easy to be a hero on the phone. It's a lot harder to take significant action in real life.
Right.
And that has a lot to do with it, too. And I'm not criticizing it. I understand it, because I think there's some of that in all of us, and that we're all stuck in that position.
Right. Well, like on the message boards for truckers, they do a lot of talking about getting together. But yet, out there at those truck stops, they're not talking to each other and finding ways to get together to join up so that they don't feel so powerless and they have a united voice. Because right now, they've got it, the truckers where they want them. They've got them disenfranchised from each other, not liking one company over another. And that just doesn't help matters. They need to let that go and look at the real issue of, do we want to make livings for our families?
Yeah, if they'd all pull off the road for a day, things would change in this country dramatically.
Yeah, they'd be in shock how many things we I mean, everything we use, we depend on a trucker for.
That's right. That's exactly right. And so there'd be a lot of people who would be very, very, very upset, but maybe it would wake up some of the public.
Yes.
Connie, thank you. I appreciate it. And best to your husband. Tell him to be safe.
Okay, thank you.
Sure, you bet. Yeah, that's a problem in this country, too, about economics, about having to look at job opportunities. And sometimes, even though where you work, you don't really like it, it might even be making you miserable. But you can't say anything about it. You got to keep your mouth shut. Why do you have to keep your mouth shut? Well, you got to keep your mouth shut because there are not a lot of gigs out there. There are not a lot of places to go. And the older you get, the tougher it is to start thinking about some kind of alternative, about making a career change, because that's something that people do when they're young. Now, I'm not saying there aren't people who are old who are older, like in their 50s, who don't do it. Sure, there's plenty of people who do it. But it takes somebody with special determination to start over again, as opposed to just rolling with the flow and saying to yourself every single day, well, give me the patience to be able to tackle and get through with those things that I cannot influence and that I don't have the power to change. Or you can be neurotic like me and stew over all that stuff. Art in Castle Rock. Art, you're on AM 760.
Morning, Jay.
Hey, Art.
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, man.
Good. Jay, I got 2 points, and I'm not going to waste a lot of time.
Sure, no sweat.
Number
go
one,
for it.
I think this breaks into two clear issues. You can play the worry card, and I think I'm just going to take that away from you. Republicans are great on worry. We got something for you to worry about at all times. If you're calm, call me up. I give you something to worry about. You want to worry about things to come across the border. The fact is that keeps getting overlooked is we got a solution to that. Do you know that there exists and there are in place at several border crossings currently, but they're very limited, a system whereby we can take a semi-truck or a bus through a detector system. And inside that detection system, which happens to cost $50 million American dollars base price, we can x-ray the contents. We can run in two little metal probes, one on the front, one on the rear. We can detect any heartbeat on the inside, specifically looking for humans. These are proven. We've got void detectors that will detect any void that's hiding anything on the inside. This is without ever opening the truck. We've got a radiation sensor that will detect any radioactive material within the truck, and we've got a vapor sensor that's good for drugs and chemicals. We also have what's called a PKE detector. For those of you who follow high-tech stuff, that's still unproven, but it does work, and they're using them. All right, simple. How many trucks can we screen an hour? 4. How many trucks can one screening area screen per year? Well, my quick math says about 8,760. If these units cost $50 million apiece, and they take 18 people to staff with an average federal payroll of $80,000 a year, then for the mere price of $6.4 billion a year, you can staff them adequate to screen the truck count, which I got from you earlier. I had no idea it was 4.5 million trucks crossing the border per day.
Yeah, it is.
Or per year, excuse me. The capital expenditure will be $225 billion. Now, those are big numbers, aren't they, Jay? But let me tell you, there's a solution there. If you want to let all these people bring their trucks in, and you want to let them have the benefits of trucking on our roads, then they can darn well pay the expense that is incumbent on us to feel secure about them crossing our borders. There's the expense. $225 billion upfront capital outlay, $6.480 billion per year to man and staff them, end of issue. You know what? I don't think that's the issue, Jay. I'm going to be the bad guy. I don't know why nobody says this, but I'm going to be the bad guy. I think it's a jobs issue. These truckers, these are American citizens. I don't care where they came from, but they're American citizens now. They play by American rules. They pay American income tax. The corporations they work for pay American taxes. The trucks, when they license them, pay American taxes. They comply with all the rules to operate within this country. If they screw up, if one of their drivers does something illegal, carries something illegal, violates one of a myriad of trucking ordinances, they come under the U.S. judicial system. Now, I'm really not convinced that that would be true with Mexican trucking companies, where if a trucker did something, the guy's going to stick around or that we're going to have a way to hold on to him for some type of violation. I'm willing to say, cut away all the nonsense. This is a jobs issue. These are Americans, okay? At the point that you start to say, all right, well, they're just truckers, for gosh sakes. We can, you know, they can all get jobs at Microsoft being programmers after we leave them unemployed as truckers, right? And they'll be making more money. They'll be happier. I've heard that argument before with manufacturing. The next step is, if you want to replace our truckers, how about we, you know, I think we can probably get cheaper medical care, too. Why don't we just let Mexican doctors and pharmacists come
across? Well, we are importing nurses and
absolutely
medical personnel from other countries.
Absolutely, but we're making them pass our tests. And the facetious point I'm making there, Jay, is simply that if you're going to go for the low cost alternative at the expense of the people who make up this country, who pay our taxes, who have voted and lived and fought to build this country, and you're willing to put them out of a job for the convenience, corporate convenience, by the way, of having cheap trucking, fine. Then you're going to go down a slope, and you may be next. As a matter of fact, Jay, you may. Remember, didn't they have in the old days where they had radio stations that transmitted way outside of FCC guidelines south of the border because they could transmit into the United States without any regulation? Didn't we have that like 20 years ago?
No, what they did there was... How that worked was they had radio stations that sat on the border towns like XERF in Del Rio, XEROK, which was at one time XELO in Juarez, and there was XEMO, there was also Extra. And what they did was they adhered to international frequency treaties that we signed, but Mexico had a law that permitted them to have over 50,000 watts, so they could run ridiculous power, like 150,000 watts, and some of them tried a million. But in the United States, you could only have 50,000 watts, and that's how that worked. But I agree with you totally about what you're saying. I think it is a job issue. I think it's also a security issue, but I think that you're talking about technology here, and yeah, we can do all of that, and I would suggest not only would those trucking companies in Mexico have to help foot the bill for all of this stuff. Well, yeah, because they're not going
to
foot
it. Damn straight, they ought to foot the bill.
Well,
Jay,
they're not going to foot, but you're never going to get that. They're not going to foot it totally, but we can get revenue from them to put towards it. But also, hey, listen, we spend $30 billion a week in Iraq.
Exactly. And if this is such a big threat, then we could divert some of those funds, and we could do – this is proven technology, Jay. The grants have been issued, the actual stuff. This is not
right.
Prototype stuff. These items exist.
Well, I think we ought to do it. I think we ought to do it immediately, but we have a problem. And the problem we have is that those that are sitting in office, they don't view it with the same urgency and the same relevance that they say they do, but they don't. And that you and I look at it, and that everybody else looks at it. By the way, I know exactly who this is. And how did you get out of the country to England after I called Homeland Security and busted you?
I used a false passport, and I told them that you were actually, you just badmouthed me unfairly. And the guy, he believed me. He was a Republican that was at the...
Yeah, but
control station.
Yeah, but I sent reams of information.
Did you send photographs?
Oh, everything.
I didn't know where you got the photos, but
everything, including the illegal wiretaps under the NSA guidelines issued by the current administration on you as well.
There is no such thing as an illegal wiretap under
the current
administration.
I knew you were going to say that. I knew you were going to say that. Hey, man, just do us a favor. Don't get busted flying your model plane in Castle Rock, will you?
I'll be good. I'll be good.
I love you.
Talk to you, Jay.
See ya.
Bye.
You're one of the nicest guys I know. All right, 9:22, 22 minutes after 9 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Doesn't call the show often enough, too. It's got kind of a really off-center but practical take on things. Very, very smart, very intelligent.
What do you see when you look up at your rain gutters? Do you see an eyesore or do you see a worry-free zone? Do you see gutters that enhance or devalue your home? If your rain gutters aren't adding value or beauty, then you should call LeafGuard. LeafGuard rain gutters can help to beautify, increase value, and give you peace of mind, knowing that you'll never have to clean damaging clogs again. Call LeafGuard today to set up a free estimate, 303-289-1409. That's 303-289-1409, and tell them Ken Moon sent you.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. This is Ed Schultz with Dr. Blanchette from Front Range Preventive Imaging to talk to you about technology that could help save the life of someone you love. Dr. Blanchette?
I can't agree more, Ed. As a physician, I know that preventing illness is the most valuable thing I can do. Everyone over 50 should have a colonoscopy. However, 60% of us don't. As a result, colon cancer is the second leading cause of cancer death. Virtual colonoscopy is quick, requires no sedation, and allows immediate return to normal activities. In addition, virtual colonoscopy can detect some cancers outside of the colon, as well as other problems such as abdominal aneurysms, kidney stones, and gallstones. And the cost can be less than half the cost of conventional colonoscopy. If you've not had a colonoscopy, call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
I take a probiotic and dietary enzymes daily. When I saw the same ingredients in Dynavite, I thought, gee, if they're good enough for me, they ought to be good enough for my dog.
The omega-3 fatty acids, all the digestive enzymes, zinc, vitamin C. There's flaxseed oil, the seaweed, the kale, the enzymes that has spirulina, which is an amazing super veggie. The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
If you have a healthy dog, I think that you should give him Dynavite so that he stays healthy. If he does have some misery, it will enable him to heal himself.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
If your dog is healthy, I recommend you try Dynavite just to maintain your animal's health. The website is dinovite.com. It's an easy website to negotiate. The first time I got on it, I saw all I needed to see and was convinced I needed to place an order.
Dinovite. Dinovite.com.
Food includes five delicious varieties, each made with select high-quality natural ingredients, including real chicken, turkey, beef, lamb, or salmon, oatmeal, brown rice, barley, or long grain rice, and in every entree, accents of potatoes, carrots, eggs, and spinach. Look for the new Purina One wholesome entrees coming soon, and if you don't see it on the shelf, man, walk up there and ask for it, because our dogs just don't live long enough, so you got to treat them right. And now, you can make the switch to Purina One and take the Purina One Challenge, just like we did a long, long time ago, and see the amazing changes. All you got to do is pick up the phone and call 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK for a free 4-pound bag of any Purina One dry formula. But you know what? Don't wait to take the challenge. Do it now. 1-888-606-BARK or go to PurinaOneChallenge.com. Do it today. That's 1-888-606-BARK. You can pick up Purina One dog and cat products at your local King Super.
Colorado, it's time for a free upgrade. This fall, upgrade your vision and upgrade your life with custom blade-free intralays from Spivak 2020 Lasik, Colorado's most trusted name in vision. Our clinical study demonstrated the improved safety of our new blade-free intralays procedure, and we're willing to upgrade your procedure absolutely free. Combined with our end-of-summer Lasik savings, that's nearly $1,600 in savings. Call Spivak 2020 LASIK today at 303-C-2020 and let us upgrade you to a safer intralase LASIK procedure. But just like our summer weather, our complimentary LASIK upgrade and our $1,600 savings end this month. Call 303-C-2020 now and you'll also receive the exclusive Spivak 2020 Lifetime LASIK Commitment. Visit us online at Spivak.com.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4. Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
7:27 after 9 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I don't know if I did this hour or not, and if I didn't, I'm going to do it to make sure I get it covered. Congressman Ed Perlmutter, 7th Congressional District, Scott Government in the Grocery Store, coming up this Saturday at the King Supers, located at 500 Bromley Lane in Brighton, Colorado. That's 1 until 3 in the afternoon. And it's a chance for anybody in the 7th Congressional District to show up and to tell your congressman what you think. And I'm going to be there, too. Not as a representative of the congressman, not to be connected with the congressman, but I'm just going to go because I want to hear what you have to say also. And I want to watch government in the grocery store in action. And I've never had a representative ever that I know of that's ever done something like this. So it's government at the grocery store. It's this Saturday between 1 and 3 at the King Supers Grocery Store, located at 500 Bromley Lane in Brighton. So show up if you're in the 7th Congressional District and meet a guy who's a good man and who does a great job and works hard for you. He works hard for the state and he works hard for the country. Tom in Fraser. Tom, where are you, Tom? Oh, there you are. Tom, you're on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Hi, I'm doing good.
Okay, I'd like to speak to the trucking issue. I'm a local trucker up here, so I can't speak to IFTA or interstate. But there is something we can do yet about the Mexican truck demonstration project. And one, it's going for funding starting today through the Senate. And that would be calling our senators and saying, you know, vote for the American trucker, so to speak, and to really ask the candidates to stop funding for this project. And so there's something that can be done. And
I'm behind that 100%. I you know what? As soon as I get off at 10, done deal. I'm going to do it.
Well, thank you. And to say we're defeated yet is wrong. I mean, this is Bush's demonstration project. I mean, this is by executive order coming to us right now. And this is just jobs, good thing, middle-class jobs that can't be outsourced. So we're bringing the destruction of the middle class here.
Well, we've got to do something about it. There's no question, and it's just not good for the United States. It's not good for us. It's not good. It's not good. It's just not good, and it doesn't make any sense. But once again, it's one of these cases where those people that are higher up the food chain, oh, wow, this looks good on paper, then try to execute it. Well, oops, didn't work exactly like we planned. And these guys get so many of these ideas, and they get so much of this going, and so much of it is in favor of big business. Because big business is a very overpowering constituency in this country. And what it ends up happening is it ends up cutting down the small person.
Right. I mean, we have five trucks, so we're insignificant.
you have five trucks yourself?
Right. I have a company called Waldo and Daughter Trucking.
What do you haul?
I'm a dirt hauler. I haul dirt.
Okay, man. I don't want to pick a bow. I don't want to start anything with you. Do you cover up those trucks on top when you haul that stuff?
Oh, you betcha.
Okay, so you haven't sandblasted my car?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
No.
What do you say to those guys who drive around and don't do that?
Well, you know, there are different loads, different regulations. I mean, you might see a truck uncovered, but they're hauling boulders or something. So, yeah, we try to follow the regulations and be good neighbors and things like this. It's important. We stop and help people on the road.
Yeah, I'm sure. Down. You know, I'm sure all of that's true, and I'll tell you why I'm sure all that's true. Because if it wasn't true, I don't think you'd get on, and I don't think you'd say the name of your company. But you know, as well as I do, that there are some people out there who don't follow the rules, and
always have that. But you know,
yeah,
it's common sense a lot of times.
So daughters, are your daughters involved in it?
Well, my daughter. Well, one daughter is. One daughter rejects trucking. But no, one daughter is very involved in it.
Oh, how cool is that?
Oh, it's really neat. You know, to be 60 and work with my children is a good
thing. Yeah.
Right. What more did you ask for?
Yeah, you know what? That's the best. You're lucky.
Oh, I am. No, yeah, I am. And let's keep the blessing going to other Tucker's families.
Yep, exactly. Hey, Tom, thanks, man. Great call.
Okay, thank you very much.
Sure.
Bye.
Oh, that'd be great. Wouldn't it be great to work, like, with your daughter or your son or whatever?
Turk Towing.
Own a towing company.
You know, let me tell you, I think there's good money in that.
Great money in it.
I wouldn't mind being a tow truck driver.
You work your own hours, basically, just when people call you up.
Well,
and
I work all nights.
Well, you work odd hours, but...
No, I mean, I would.
You don't have a boss, really, you know?
Man, I'd be out there getting it. You know something else I like to do? I told this to a friend of mine, I like to do this, and he laughed at me and said I was crazy. But I got so entranced in watching a woman do this that I thought, wow, man, I'd like to try this. I went to, should I give this company a plug? Is it okay? I was at the Flatirons Mall. Nice mall. They got a little store in there called Precision Time. You ever seen that store? They've got them in other malls, too. And they sell watches. And they also do watch repair. And then if they have like a big watch repair thing, they send it out to a repair center. But they'll put batteries in your quartz watch and, you know, clean it and do all that kind of stuff. So anyway, I'm in there and I'm watching this woman work on this watch. And she's got these little teeny screws, and she's putting the screws in this putty so that they don't roll away. And I ask her, I said, oh, man, you ever lose one of those? Well, I go, well, then what do? Well, we got replacements. So she's going through this whole thing, and she's doing it. And I guess she's so used to working in that environment where people would just come by and watch that she basically just tuned me out and was doing her thing. And I thought, that's pretty intricate work. But I wouldn't mind trying that. I bet that'd be kind of challenging, wouldn't it? But where do you go to learn that? What do? Can you call up, like, Emily Griffith or something and go, hey,
you got big dexterity. Small hands, probably, Jay.
No, she didn't. She didn't have small hands. She was just able to handle a screwdriver. And she knew how to pick the screws up and all that stuff.
Yeah, some dexterity, too, would be good.
Well, how much dexterity do you have to have?
I have none.
Well, it's not like playing for the Broncos or something.
I have no dexterity, so that'd be a job I couldn't perform. Sometimes just running this board is like flying an airplane to me.
Well, I wouldn't mind trying it. But you got to get trained in it. How do you get trained in that? I don't have any idea. What do you call up your local, particularly if you're like my age, never made it in school? Yeah, I'd like to transfer in, but I don't have any grades. Well, can you send your high school transcripts? Oh, you mean from like 355 years ago where I had like a D minus? 9:36, 36 minutes after 9. Gina with traffic.
We have a northbound I-25 accident involving that semi that was still holding up the area south of Lincoln Avenue in Douglas County. Other than that, though, pretty good ride around the metro area. Eastbound C-470 seeing some heavier conditions through Highlands Ranch, as is southbound I-25 through the downtown area. Weather outlook today, you can expect a partly cloudy and windy day with a chance for showers and a high of 84. Right now, it's 64 and partly cloudy. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Toyota Certified Used Vehicles, featuring 160-point quality assurance inspections and vehicle history reports.
I'm Jim Dietforst, owner of Cottman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you're in need of a reliable, honest quote or service on your vehicle, come see us at Cottman Transmission today. You might be surprised at how different we do business. We pride ourselves on giving our customers the very best quality service, so you'll never feel like a number when you're here. At Cottman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Call us anytime at 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
Colorado is one of those states where you can barbecue and eat outside all year round. And it's something to think about when you invest in patio furniture. You buy poor quality, it's probably not going to last. Go to Freehoff's Patio and Garden Center in Boulder. Right now, they still have great stuff in their giant parking lot lot sale. It's half off everything from granite top tables to chairs, chase lounges, gliders, umbrellas, and much more. Plus, Freehoffs always has same-day delivery all across the state. Spelled Freehoffs, pronounced Freehoffs at 33rd and Arapahoe in Boulder.
Summer vacation's just about over. School is starting and cold weather is just around the corner. Jack with Jack Mysick Heating and Cooling here to remind you that now is the best time to consider installing a new American Standard high-efficiency heating system before old man winter arrives. Call today for a free estimate on an American Standard total comfort system. Call Jack Mysick Heating and Cooling at 303-463-8541. That's 303-463-8541. Call today and save on heating costs this winter. 303-463-8541.
You're there, middle age. So how you doing? Are you aging well? Are you healthy? How's your heart and your energy level? Are you sleeping well? Do you get up motivated and excited about life? Or are you depressed and tired, wondering where the years went? Struggling with anxiety and depression is hard, but it can be even harder as you get older. Good nutrition plays a vital role in maintaining overall well-being and good health. I'm Lucinda Bassett, president of Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety, and I want to send you a free 30-day supply of my new vitamin supplement called Good Days that supports your physical and mental well-being. It supports energy, clarity of thinking, mood, as well as good health and disease prevention. Simplify your life. Feel better. Call now for your free one-month supply of Good Days.
Find out how to improve your mood with this free 30-day supply. Call 800-971-9956. 800-971-9956. 800-971-9956.
41. That's 303-761-8841.
The talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
After 9 a.m. 760, Progressive Talk, Slight Chance Thunderstorms, high today 55. Mary, who emails me, and I sometimes I don't answer her, I should. Mary A., she knows who she is, and she's one of the coolest emailers of all time. Hey, Jay, I heard the House recently voted over 400 against this plan. The president put it into motion with an executive order, so let's put this where it belongs on GWB. Mary. All right. Well. See, that's the whole thing. Security, 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 terrorism, 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 security, 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 terrorism, 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 on and on and on and on and on again, and over again, until you're nauseated and sick of it, and being accused of living in a post-9/11 world, and not really, and blah, 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 and on, except when it really counts, and the only time you ever really do it, the only time you ever do it, is when you're looking to get support for Iraq. That's the only time you ever do it. Then any other time, you don't do it at all. All right, it's technically open phones. Anything you want to talk about, 303-713-7600. I got one line open. You can talk about whatever, the Mexican trucking issue, or you can talk about anything else that you might want to get into. We got any watchmakers out there? We got any watch repair people out there? Anybody answer my question? How you get trained for that? Maybe I can learn how to do that and assemble watches and do a talk show at the same time. Multitasking. No, I don't think so, because I can barely get across the room. But it'll give me something to do when my retirement day comes. That's how I look at it. Here's Roy and Lyons. Roy, you're on AM 760.
This is me?
It's you.
The professor?
The who?
Are we on?
Huh?
Huh?
What?
Well, hello. Hey, thanks for getting me on.
Huh?
Now, a couple of days ago, I got a call from my good friend in Sydney, Australia.
What?
Huh?
What?
I want to see Gary Miller. No?
Who?
Hello?
Hello?
Huh?
Man, there's nobody there.
No, I'm
hello,
here.
You're on the air.
Well, absolutely I am. So you're supposed to ask me a lot of questions.
How come I can't hear anything?
Huh?
Huh?
Well, I'm talking directly into the microphone. I mean, what do you expect?
What?
Huh?
Well, I guess there was nobody there. Maria in Arvada. Maria, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. How's it going?
It's fine.
I had a question for you, and I'm sorry if this is repetitive.
No, it's all right. Nothing's repetitive. Except me.
Well, you're good repetitive. My husband owns a dirt hauling company, trucking as well, and I'm a Hispanic, and was a little concerned when I heard about what Bush was doing, but I haven't had time to catch up. Anything that you can offer, what the issues are?
Yeah, what's going on here is Mexican freight trucks are starting today to roll into the United States. The Arizona Republic analysis of federal data shows that only 31 Mexican firms have been screened to operate in the U.S. interior. That means that no more than 134 drivers and 151 trucks can go beyond the 25-mile commercial zone along the border. But you've got to know that's going to expand. And last year, 4.5 million trucks crossed north over to the border, mostly through Texas. And there are a lot of us who, it's not an immigration issue. We just object to the idea that these unsafe vehicles and that they number one, are unsafe, number two, that they threaten security, and number three, that it's further erosion on the jobs front. And so why should this be going on? It's just not wrong. It's not right. It's just and it's ill thought out. But you know what it is? It's another God, I hate to say this because it sounds so stereotypical, but it's another payoff to business.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like, since we already from the slight inside view that I have, is that it sounds like there's already issues with illegal immigrants driving vehicles when they shouldn't be, and the safety concerns that go along with that.
Well, there's not that many illegal immigrants who are driving vehicles per se and getting into trouble like the irrational illegal immigrant crowd starts screaming that they're killing millions of Americans on the road, and that's just not true. But there's a difference between somebody driving around in a Toyota Camry and somebody driving a Peterbilt.
Exactly. And all the restrictions and the safety limitations that come along with that. And if those, for Americans, we have, you know, a huge strict number of issues that, you know, by way of safety, and yeah, that the safety would concern me. And I hate to jump on the bandwagon of, oh God, Mexicans are taking our jobs again, but, you know, I don't know that that would actually impact us per se, but I'm very interested.
Well, it wouldn't in the long run. It would in the long run.
Mm-hmm.
Because look, okay, you guys own a trucking company,
mm-hmm.
and you haul what, dirt?
Yeah, we haul dirt as well.
All right, who do you haul dirt for? Don't name clients. Just name whatever the business is.
Oh, any construction company.
Okay.
Or
all right. How about building? How about building condos and houses?
We don't do per se that. We do more malls and things like that.
All right, malls. That'd be a great example. Okay. Well, anytime you erode economically the economic power of people in the middle and the lower middle,
mm-hmm.
they don't go to those malls because they don't have any money to spend. Now, if they're not going to go to the malls and they don't have any money to spend, then the malls don't get built. And if the malls don't get built, you don't get contracted.
That's right. Okay.
So that's how it impacts you. In other words, we're all going to be better off. See, the conventional wisdom in this country since the 80s has been, I've got mine, I'm going to hold on to mine, never mind about you, show me how it impacts me directly. But you see, in the end, you can't live separately, and you can't live away from everybody else, because what people do does impact you directly. And the more people who are economically empowered, the more jobs there are out there, the more spendable income that's out there floating around, the more gets bought, the more gets consumed, and the more the money gets spread around. So now what you end up having is you have existing malls, for instance, and they're crowded because there's a lot of people going there and they're buying goods. So they turn around and say, okay, let's build a mall over here. So they call your company, and bang, you've got more money flowing in your system. Then in turn, what you do is you turn around and you buy more goods.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for explaining that, because I didn't want to. I've heard people say, oh, it's going to be lots of jobs and everyone's going to feel it, and I just didn't want to jump on that bandwagon. You know, when it sounds relatively innocent. I mean, no idea Bush is great anyway, but...
Well, we all...
A small number of truckers, you know, can't possibly affect my family's paycheck, but from what I'm hearing, it might not right away, but it'll definitely take a good wave out of the middle class.
Yeah, because here's the thing. We've been taught, once again, and this has been conventional wisdom in this country, and I think now it's beginning to fall apart, but it's been conventional wisdom for a long time, and nobody epitomized this more than anybody than was Ronald Reagan, which is get yours, hang on to yours, keep yours, screw everybody else. And you remember when Hillary Clinton, who I'm not endorsing for the presidency, I'm just using this as an example, when Hillary Clinton had that book out, It Takes a Village, oh boy, everybody went nuts over that, didn't they?
Yeah, they sure did.
Oh, it doesn't take a village. What is she talking about? Socialist, blah, 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 blah. But you know what? It takes a huge village to make a country successful. It takes a village to make a state successful. And it takes a village to make a neighborhood and a city successful. And if we don't cast some kind of eye on our neighbors' well-being and health, not to tell them how to lead their lives, but to spread around what is, if we don't do that, then what's going to end up happening is it's going to backfire and it's going to get all of us.
Well, isn't it odd that none of the things that we actually did in middle class are even done anymore? Like the steel, we don't do that. Bridges fall apart in San Francisco and we don't break down. Don't make that here, and eventually are we going to get to a place where we also don't do our own trucking?
Yeah, probably.
What's that going
to
leave?
Yeah, probably, and we need to stop that too. Maria, thank you. I appreciate the call.
See you.
Okay.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine, maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression, maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope, maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off, and that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself. Please, call right now and let me send you a powerful free tape that could change your life.
Call now and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
Together with
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere. If back to school at your house means somebody needs a nice used car for a great price, then click on over to CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll find over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs ready for your inspection, all located right here in Denver. Don't waste your time running all over town. Find what you're looking for at a great price today at CheaperUsedAutos.com. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-339-1267 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-339-1267. 1-800-339-1267.
I want you to go out there and I want you to give them a try. Not because my success depends on it. That's not the issue. The issue is this. I think a lot of you are like me and like Mary. We want to get what we pay for. We don't want to be jacked around. And we want to be treated with respect. And we want decent prices. One of the best cars we ever bought, and we still have it, we got from Rockies Autos. And it was a sensational deal. Rockies has got a huge selection, over 700 of the cleanest late model. These are all winterized, ready to go. previously owned cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. Over the years, I've made friends with everybody at Rockies. The Al Shearer brothers, Colby Harris, Spanky Herrera. You go down the line. I've got emotion invested with these people. And they're my friends. And that's why I'm eager to turn you on to them. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. And you can check out their inventory at RockiesAutos.com on the internet. But here's the thing. They have the matching down incentive, various ways to finance, a huge selection. I'm not saying you have to go out there and buy something. But what I am saying is, do yourself a favor. Do your bank account a favor. Get out there and take a look. That's all I ask. Just go out and take a look. They're at 63rd and Federal. You canvass them. There's a big sign there. And we'll probably bump into each other out there.
If you're looking for more in an auto parts store, get ready. Advance Auto Parts is working even harder to make our stores better than the rest. Get ready for your next project. Mix or match on select items during our store-wide 10 for $10 sale. Stock up on Gojo hand cleaner, 14-ounce jar. Or save at the pump with STP gas treatment in an 8-ounce bottle. If you want to get more for your money while getting more out of your car, get to Advance Auto Parts today.
Ready in advance.
See store for details. Sale ends September 29th.
At Check & Go, we're a lot like a bank.
We offer financial solutions, and we're safe and secure like a bank.
But Check & Go is different, too. You can get up to $1,000 quick and easy with no hassles. Try that at a bank.
Check & Go is a more affordable option than paying bank overdraft or bounced check fees. Visit CheckNGO.com for terms, store locations, or to get a loan online. Or call 1-800-561-CASH to speak to an associate 24/7. See website for additional disclosures and licensing information. Always use cash advances responsibly.
Tom Hartman coming up at 10. Right now, it's the J. Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
And the world is made of energy.
9:55. 5 minutes in front of the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Slight chance thunderstorms. High today, 85. So, guy sends me an email at am760.net and says I can go to some gym and watch school in Illinois and that I could work my way through there. By being a rock and roll disc jockey or whatever at whatever the radio stations are there. But chances are nobody would give me a gig. I'm lucky to have a gig here, and I don't want to move to Illinois. I lived in Illinois once before when I was asking about watchmaking. I love watches. That's like my other thing, watches. I got a cool Oris Dizzy Gillespie watch from Mary for my birthday. And also, I got a cool Hamilton watch. And Hamilton's like my favorite watch company. Oh, here's Rex, who is a watchmaker. Rex, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
What's up?
Hey, man.
Going on? Yeah. You got a good choice of watches there, Hamilton.
Yeah, Oris. Man. I love Hamilton. I got Oris. I got a bunch of them. I got Chopard. I got Breitling. I got a bunch of watches.
Yeah. I like Hamiltons. They're good.
I do, too. I love them.
The old ones are really fine.
And I've got an old one that I need to get repaired. It belonged to my grandfather.
Well, bring it up sometime.
Well, all right.
I'm a certified master watchmaker, so.
And how did you get that way?
Well, years ago, back when they were doing silver and turquoise, and I was just a young hippie running around, market fell out, and I thought I wanted to learn to set gold and do the diamonds. My son was just born. I needed a profession. It's a two-year waiting list to get in the school to learn to do that. I went up to the watch school in Minneapolis, and he said he'd take me in then, and it just turned out I really enjoyed it.
So I'd have to go to, like, Minneapolis. Well, I have to stay out of the restroom. I'd have to go to Minneapolis?
Well, there's a big school in Paris, Texas that I know of. And that's 30 years ago. I don't even know if the one in St. Paul is still there.
How long does it take to learn all this?
My school was just a year. Most of them are 2 years. And then back when I did it, you had to be state licensed. So you had to go through a two-year apprenticeship through the state.
Wow, that's really cool. Okay, in your opinion, because I only got about 30 or 40 seconds, what do you think is the best watch out there?
I like Omegas myself. I think a dollar value, they got a little watch they call a Bel Air that's almost a twin to a Tag Heuer, but it's got the same movement in it, same hands. Occasionally, I will even order the parts from Bel Air, but it's about one-third of the cost.
Do you have a lot of watches?
Me, no. Mainly, I just do repairs. I do the repairs on the watches, and the I like doing the old clocks.
Yeah, man, I just love watches. All right, Rex, thanks for the information. You're a good dude, man. Hope to talk to you again.
You take care.
All right, see you later. That's it for this morning. Back tomorrow morning at 6 a.m., and just remember, a watch pot never...
I'm rolling down the freeway in my GMC when this old station wagon with a ladder tied to the roof cuts me off. As he guns it across three lanes of traffic, I notice a sign stuck to his door. Professional painters. Not sure if it was the shower of sparks from the cigarette butts or the rainbow of paint splattered on the windows, but it did make me wonder, where are the professionals? Like the guys at my GMC dealer? The ones down that good rent service lane.
I can't stop thinking about it.
They're GMC specialists, and they know my truck best. I asked them for an oil change, four tire rotation, and good wrench multi-point vehicle inspection, because they know what my GMC was like on day one. Like I said, professionals. The world could use more of
them. I can't stop thinking about it.
Fall is a great time to Goodwrench and go for all your maintenance needs. See your local GMC Goodwrench dealer today or log on to Goodwrench.com.
Screening and virtual colonoscopy by visiting our website at frontrange.com.